Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Episode 595, and pay attention, everybody. Only gonna say this once. Asterios, I think your mic is like, I don't know what's going on with your mic.
I mean, it sounds raining in here.
Hello, everyone. Asterios Kalkanos here. What's up, fam? Let's talk. What's the news, Bell Delphine's bathwater vaping? Yes or no?
It sounds better now.
Sorry.
But yeah, Billy the Fridge is at VidCon. 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 He will be back on Tuesday. Billy the Fridge is at VidCon. He's at VidCon. He's at VidCon right now. He's at VidCon. Okay? So if anyone asks, type in the fucking chat, Billy the Fridge is at VidCon. That's all you have to say. That's why he's not here. He'll be back on Tuesday. Anyway, we've got Asterios.
Billy the Fridge. I'm going to help out.
And we've got Gasly back again. Welcome back, Gasly. Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you being here. And since I'm Gasly the Fridge today, Blueberry Pie, I got to tell you, before we do a damn thing, man, I had all this stuff I wanted to talk about, but there is more pressing matters at hand. I got to talk to you about Arby's, dude. Do you know that they are making carrots out of meat? At fucking Arby's now? Wait, the lettuce is bacon.
Did you say Arby's? Give me one second.
Oh, wait a minute. This motherfucker got Arby's next door to his house. By the way, until he comes back, did you know that Arby's is a phonetic spelling for RB as in roast beef? Took me 25 years to figure that out. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Arby's hat right here. Let me ask you something. Did you get that hat from Arby's because they sold you some merits? Because I am trying to get an Arby's to sell me some merits, and it is not happening anywhere here in my home state of Texas. And I got to know where you guys live. Do they have merits at your Arby's? I got to find them, man.
Now, when you say merits, do you mean something that Judge Dredd would use to tell whether or not he was going to shoot you in the street? What are merits?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I'm talking about Arby's is making fucking vegetables out of meat. They got big, gigantic, fat, juicy fucking carrots made out of meat. The lettuce is bacon, and I want to put one directly in my translucent white mouth, but they don't sell them in Texas. Do they have them on the... Where do they got them? I got to find those merits, because let me tell you something, Blueberry Pie. I've been the logistical coordinator for the TFFG speaking tour for a long time, right? I got these 25 fat guys out here, and we're carting them around on buses. We got to get them hotel rooms. I got to feed them every day before they get to their speaking engagement. These motherfuckers saw a video on Twitter about Merits, and that's all they're talking about. I can't find an Arby's that will sell me these goddamn meat carrots. I'm starting to think it's a myth. I'm starting to think it's a myth, man.
This is my first time hearing about it. Yeah, how did this happen? How did you find out about the meat?
They compressed all their leftover gross floor meat into a cylinder and then painted it orange, probably.
And they're advertising this?
I saw the commercial, and then I called my local Arby's, and I talked to this broad, and she told me not only do they not have them, but then she promptly hung the fuck up on me. I could not believe it. I had to call Arby's customer service, and I talked to an Indian guy that I had to tell him all about my 25 fat guy speaking tour, and he must have listened to me for like 15 fucking minutes, but he said the only place he knew for sure I could get one was Boston. That's all I'm saying. That's a long way from here, my man.
It's not worth going either.
Yeah, it's way too far up there. I need somebody to send me some fucking Merits, dude. They look so fat and juicy. I don't even know what kind of meat it is. I don't even care. I just want one. I have to suggest that, I mean, you've got an Arby's hat down there. Can we put in a call to your local Arby's and find out if they've got Merits? I'm on a Merit hunt right now, man. I can't go without them. I'm obsessed. You know, normally we talk about hills and ghosts and all that good stuff, but I'm fixated on these Merits this week, man.
I thought Asterios was sponsored by Sprite, not Arby's. I don't know.
A man can have two sponsors. Brock Lesnar has several. He's got that. What is it? Jimmy John's logo right up his asshole. That guy's covered in logos. I don't like the word Merit. I wouldn't call it Merits because that sounds like the opposite of demerits.
Well, you don't get choice in what to call it. Marrots, bitch. Merits. That's what fucking Arby's called it. That's what I called it. It's good for you, good for me, and good for the American people. I want those Merits now.
Why not call them meat tits? No, don't call them meat tits.
I might drive to Boston to get
real
them.
Tits are made out of meat.
That's true. Wait. Can we punch this up in real time? What's a better carrot, care steak, care beef, care au jus? No, Merits is the best.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I doubted it.
My friend, you're straying further from the well. It's got to be Merits.
No, you're right. Remember when Arby's... Have you always thought Arby's was good? Because for a while, Arby's was bad, and then they got good, but no one believes me.
Oh, look
at him. I think that's one of the Berenstain universes that you're speaking of.
Mandela, yes. Arby's.
Yeah.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, I went to Arby's at 2 in the morning. I got myself a French dip, and it tasted like dog food. But then I went to Arby's a couple of years ago, had one of those like double bacon roast beef cheddar burgers things. God damn, it was delicious. Although, Arby's cost $12. And I guess if you make your food cost $12, it better be good. Like, can you ever get out of Arby's for less than $10?
It's been a while.
I'm not a frequent patron of Arby's. I am waiting for Merits to enter my home market before I return to patronize their establishment, sir. I mean, look at those guys. Look at them. I want them.
Yeah, I didn't know this existed.
It blew my mind too, man.
Yeah.
Even more so than finding out that RB stands for roast beefs.
Yeah. Yeah. RBs.
That's right.
Wait, man. What? What?
Yeah. It's a phonetic spelling for the initials RB is in roast beef.
Oh my God.
Look at the glow on his face right now. He's like that gif of John C. Reilly. Look at his face.
I'm like Chaz Palminteri at the end of The Usual Suspects over here. Only I'm just looking down at a big pile of meat. Wait, what is... Does horsey sauce... Is there like a thing behind horsey sauce?
Yeah, they boil live horses to make it.
That's why it's so good.
They cut the feet off and leave the rest of the horse to die in a field to make that sauce. I assume that's what they do.
The rest of the horse is worthless. I only want the sauce-making parts of the horse. I've got to take this off. I'm a sweaty boy.
Yeah, it's hot. But like, even where I live in Washington, where it's usually kind of cool, I feel really warm today. So, all right, Asterios, now's the time. How's okay. Mumkey doing? Let's talk about Mumkey, Mumkey Jones. People are worried about him.
Oh, yeah, we might as well get this out of the way. He was trending on Reddit yesterday.
Yeah.
That's usually good. Most of the... There's a lot of times when that's good. Nah, how about that? How do I spin this?
Yeah.
Think of all the pedophiles he didn't date. Like, how about that? Why don't we give him credit for that?
Yeah, only one out of how many?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, this kid's in a real situation here, isn't he? Care to explain what's happening to him, just for anyone who may not know?
Didn't he move to the Midwest, for one thing?
He did. He moved to Iowa, which is his home state.
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay.
Where Captain Kirk is from, so I don't want to hear any shit about that. Wait, are you guys here to shit talk? You live in Washington. Isn't that just colder Iowa?
No way. It's way better. First of all, it's coastal. Way better weather. Yeah. I'm originally from Ohio. I would say Iowa's way closer to Ohio than Washington, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. To the point where everybody confuses them all the time.
Yes.
Although, wait, let's think about this like adults. I feel like it's really easy to forget that Iowa exists. I feel like if it's like name a state, that's like... It's a coin toss for 50 state you'll name between Iowa and Wyoming, just like the bottom states.
Right. Yikes. Right.
Wait, what's your most obscure states, boys?
Obscure state. Probably
state
like
you never think live? About.
Wait, where who? Do you live?
I live in New York.
Okay, New York is my most obscure.
Wait, what? We're the Empire State, baby.
I don't know. Probably like Maine or something. They're the states that I wish I couldn't think about, but I have to because batshit crazy things happen there, like Mississippi and Alabama.
But like, that's a lot of hot girls come from there, wearing cutoff shorts, Daisy Dukes,
I think,
cars, and rape bars.
Have you ever actually been to these places? Because I think you have a weird stereotype in your mind of how these places actually are.
I've been to the pornographic videos representing these places.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, Mumkey. What's up with Mumkey?
Okay, well, here's what happened to the guy.
Okay.
He got his YouTube channel taken away from him.
Not his fault.
Because, what?
That wasn't his fault, obviously.
I mean, he was clearly joking. Like, right. I watched a lot. Like, he made this whole video about how Elliot Rodgers is really is so stupid that he kept entering the lottery. That's how stupid he was. Like, he made videos about how, like, Elliot Rodgers was, like, an asshole and an idiot. And then I think, like, the FBI took it seriously. You know how, like, you always find out, like, 30 years later that, like, the FBI was like, tracking like a comedian? It's like, oh, they have a big file on George Carlin, they have a huge file on Lenny Bruce. It's like I think he got caught up in one of those things where like some FBI guy was just like, this guy's a serious incel murder man or something. So he got taken off of YouTube. You guys heard about that, right?
Yes. Actually, you came on here right after that happened, and you were asking people to go to his Patreon and help support him and everything when that happened. A lot of people came to his aid.
Yes, they don't do that anymore. Okay, so the second thing was then his like best friend like attacked his other friend, and the other friend calls, and it's a big to do, and Mumkey and his girlfriend have to call the cops, and then the other one, there's doxing, there's all this shit. So like, then that happens. So like, Mumkey gets this like 1-2 like psychic punch.
Yeah.
And then I think it was too much for the kid. And he started like acting out. He cheated on his girlfriend with a girl. And then it turns out that girl's a pedophile. And then he's like, I don't want anything to do with that girl. But then he got back together with her. And he's just like real lost. And like, look, I'll tell you what I've told him. Like, I told him this before he got into all this mess. I was like, yeah, you got to find some doctors you can trust. Because the first therapist is usually terrible. I'm telling you right now. The other day, I'm like me, Steris Kodos. I'm like, I'm going to get a therapist. Twitter is too stressful and I need to get a therapist. So I go to this therapist and I'm sober now. Huh?
I mean, you could just, you know, like exit the app. Maybe uninstall it from the phone. I don't know if you need to spend extra money. I'm just saying, I'm trying to save you a couple of bucks. That way you can spend it on merits. That's all I'm getting at right now.
The last video Mumkey made, he almost made it sound like he believes his life is Breaking Bad. And he kept talking about these pills that he's on that take all of his emotions away. So, it's oversharing in my opinion. Like, I think he might be sharing too much. Like, as someone looking from the outside in, maybe he doesn't need to tell people all this stuff. I'm sure people want to hear it, but that, you know, those are the kind of people on the internet that love to just watch drama unfold.
Yeah, not like you guys who brought it up immediately when I came on in order to milk it for drama. Okay, so
immediately brought up Arby's. I don't know what the hell.
Exactly right, Casper. Hell yeah.
Hey, easy with that shit, man. Fuck that friendly motherfucker. Don't be misphasing me in here, man.
Wait, that was pretty racist, actually.
No, I believe the word you're looking for is spectrist, my friend.
Sorry.
Clear, and our voices will be heard. Don't come in here and misphase me. This is what happens. I mean, Ben Pye, do we need to go back through what happens when you allow the opatriarchy to remain in control? This is what we get right here.
I think we do need to go through it.
We may have. That's all right, man. I want to hear. I'm going to try to bring it down.
Okay.
I know you've got 5% of overpussified fans who don't like things that are above 80 decibels, so I'm going to bring it down a little bit. I'm going to hear the story. Okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to step out of character for a second in this riff we were just doing. But I don't know who you are, Ghost Guy. You're hysterical.
My name is Gasly. I'm a real ghost, clearly. That's right. Okay. I'm a local representative of the Translucent White Delegation, and I'm just spreading the good word about the Translucent White race, dude. That's really it, man. All hail Blue Whale.
Okay, look, Gasly. I want to talk to you for a long time. Let's wrap this monkey stuff up. I want to hear more about ghosts, if I'm being honest. All right, so anyway, so I'm telling him, like, yeah, you got to find some doctors that you like. You know, I go to a therapist and I tell her, like, I'm sober now. I'm sober. I'm off of alcohol and I'm off weed. And the first thing she tells me is, you could smoke weed sometimes, right? And I'm like, no, it's like an addiction. Like, I can't stop smoking weed. Like, I do it all the time. And she goes, yeah, but like on the weekends, you're fine. And I'm like, I think I got to find another. I think I need to find a therapist who's not actively trying to get me high right now in her office. She was like a 65-year-old Greek woman. It was like my aunt was trying to get me high. She was like, why don't you smoke a little bit of the weed just sometimes? Like,
I gotta tell you, man, if given the option, I would smoke out with a 65-year-old Greek woman immediately, sir. There would be no delay.
You don't, Gasly, you don't think I wanted to for the story? Damn it, Gasly. If there was anything you could trade in your sobriety tip for, it would be that. Seeing where things go. I feel like my girlfriend would forgive me for that because she'd be like, that's a very funny hand job you got. I forgive you. So, look. So I'm telling Monkey, like, yeah, you got to find, like, some good doctors, some good therapists. Like, you know, you can't just trust the first one. And I know he's doing the pills thing. But the other thing is, like, I don't know. It's like, it took me, like, 4 or 5 medications to find the one I liked. Like, I tried Lexapro, I tried Wellbutrin, I tried Prozac, and then finally I found Venlafaxine. I've been on it for 5 years. It works great. It's like, I think he just like took the first pill he was given, then like went to Iowa. And I don't know if anybody, I don't know if he's like checking in with people about these pills.
I wonder if that's on the side of the bottle. It's one of the side effects may cause you to move to Iowa. You gotta watch out, man.
May it cause you to have sex with a furry pedophile. Yeah, that's not a great side effect.
Yeah, big pharma, answer for your crimes.
Yes, exactly. So he's like, so he's messing up his life, and I know he's probably going to listen to this later. So, like, Monkey, here's what I think you should do. And I've told you this off the air, so I'm going to tell it to you on the air as well. You should not be on the internet for a couple of months. And you should make sure to find some doctors who you like, you trust. And you should tell them if, you know, the pills that you're on make you want to die, because that's not a good, that's the bad, we don't want that side effect from these pills. So, like, Monkey, you should, again, I'm going to say it one more time, you should get off the internet, and you should find a psychiatrist and a therapist, not just like a general practitioner or something, like, find a psychiatrist and a therapist that you like, might take a couple of tries, and Monkey, if you want, you can text me a picture of your insurance card and your address. I'll find the doctors for you. I'll set you up with appointments. Like, I'll call you and I'll remind you to do it, because I'm an actual friend of yours and not like an internet friend of yours. You can still turn this around, buddy. Get in touch. Let me help you fix this stuff. You should also probably dump that pedophile you're dating. I'm a stereo-spoken house.
Probably.
Happening?
Yeah.
And he made it sound like, I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but yeah, he made it sound like, you know, he's all gung-ho for being with this girl, but she's still not even totally sure if she still wants to date the 15-year-old. So it's a really messed up turn of events.
Yeah. Yeah, the whale was pretty clear, man. No animals, no kids. I feel like we're going way over lines that I don't want to have nothing to do with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. All right.
Sorry, I didn't have a better punchline for that story.
Yeah.
No,
you had a great one earlier before we went on the air.
Oh, wait. No, I used that for something. What was that? What did I say?
Forget. Said eat merits.
You made a promise to him that you would.
Oh, right. Yes. We had a bet, because we used to have a podcast together called Boomer versus Zoomer. And eventually it would be nice if he gets himself together, if he gets healthy and happy, it'd be nice to bring it back. Like, we had a bet. I said if we could double our downloads in a week, I would go sober for a year. And we did. And I've been sober for 4 months. It sucks, by the way. No one else do this. But I should have bet him that if we doubled his downloads, he wouldn't go back to dating a pedophile. If only that had been part of the bet. But it wasn't.
Yeah. Should've I feel like you should have wrote that into the fine print, maybe.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to write that into any bet I have going forward for the rest of my life.
It's good.
Just to be safe.
You got to cover your bases. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. So
what you get with out there, people trying to fuck kids and guys that are fully sober and haven't eaten merits anytime. I mean, the world's falling apart here, guys. Can't have that. Ben, you'll have to fax me a copy when you have a standardized page for that. I believe I'm going to have to add it to any of my contracts as well.
Okay.
That should be in like your lease agreement, too. That should, like, before you sign up for a credit card, if you want to get into an Uber, like, if you want to use Venmo, like, everything else is in these PayPal contracts. You might as well put that in there, too. The only way these pedos are going to stop is if you take away their Nintendo Switch privileges. You can't use the Nintendo Store if you date a kid.
I don't know if necessarily taking away the access to Nintendo Switch is going to stop them from banging kids. I feel like take away their access to kids is probably the best move, right?
But it removes one of their greatest lures, Nintendo Switches. Hey, this thing is hot right now. Now we got the Switch Lite. Oh, baby, Nintendo's year of Nintendo popping off. There's Bowser's in charge. Nintendo. Monkey, please come home.
Is that the new fucking candy in a van? So these guys will get them a grape van and they'll go out there, slide it open, and be like, yo, I got Nintendo Switch in here. I got that new Smash. Kids, y'all want to come in and see what the deal is? I'll take all y'all on.
And then I'll show you that.
Smash all y'all.
Did we all make that joke at the same
time? Yes, we did. Literally, all at the same time.
That's so great.
It's a trifecta.
Triple callback.
Oh my god, that was great.
All right. So I'm gonna move into the news and get away from this subject.
Yay! It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow.
That's the laughing at us, at our stupidity.
So, for the last week or so, Trump has been talking about how he wanted to add a mandatory citizenship status to the census. And apparently he's changing it now, but he's going to do an executive order now to track non-citizens.
What does that mean? Then wouldn't that be the same as having a citizenship status on the census? Maybe I don't understand. Here,
I think he's going around it, doing it in a way that's easier for him to do. So.
The Supreme Court ultimately affirmed our right to ask the citizenship question, and very strongly it was affirmed. But the Supreme Court also ruled that we must provide further explanation that would have produced even more litigation and considerable time delays. The case is already in three federal district courts that have been, to be totally honest, extremely unfriendly to us. These delays would have prevented us from completing the census on time. It's deeply regrettable, but it will not.
Yeah, you only have every 10 years to do it, right?
Stop us from collecting.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I've only filled out one in my whole life, and that was the 2010 census. So we're coming up on the 2020 census next year.
Wait, did you not fill out the WWE fan census?
No, when was that?
I said they it's every year. I said bring back John Morrison. That guy's got abs and he's doing dabs. That guy.
Hold on,
Johnny
though. You
Nitro,
know
Johnny Impact. Make him Johnny Raw again.
You know him. You know that guy, don't you? Like,
I do.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you actually know him.
Wait, I forgot about that. I just like referencing him, and it's like, oh, wait, I also do.
Yeah.
Remember when he wrestled that dog? Instead of this Trump clip, boring.
Okay,
pull
your
the
thing.
Clip of him wrestling the dog.
When did he wrestle the dog?
Just Google John Morrison wrestles dog.
Is it copyrighted?
WWE might get fucked if you play.
It's not from the WWE.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
Japanese? Because a lot of times you can get away with it if it's a short clip.
No, it's a there was an Air Bud style movie called Wrestle Dog.
Oh no, shit. It was a movie where he wrestles a dog? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I can't.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't want to show it.
Sorry, guys.
But it does exist. It does exist.
Okay. It's called WrestleMania because he's a Jack Russell Terrier. WrestleMania.
I do see it. I pulled it up now.
I have to see it.
He's the heel, baby. He's
tell me he suplexes that dog. Please tell me he suplexes the dog. Top rope. Superplex. Superplex a fucking
Golden
Retriever.
All right, fuck you. I'll play the fucking clip.
All right.
He gets a lot of heat on
this. Hey, Fandango. Everyone's favorite wrestling coach, Hunk, here. Today I'm bringing you the top 10 wrestling
Hold on.
Wait, what?
All right, here.
This is the dog.
That's good.
The manager. The manager is a monster. Yes!
Oh, my God.
They're pulling the legal.
So I guess that's the only part of it. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, this
so
wrestles a mummy and a fucking Mongol.
Wrestles a mummy?
That's
Does he beat
like
the mummy by unwrapping him? That's how you beat a mummy.
Like he was wrestling a mummy.
What are mummies weak to? Like, what's the silver bullet for a mummy?
You just
and I'm
pull
sorry,
on their bandage really hard.
I'm just look.
That's what I would know. Well, first of all, I don't like you assuming that I know anything about the undead. I could go on for days about my stance about the undead, but you are correct in assuming that I know something about the undead in this situation. And the weakness for mummies is that they are often enslaved by members of the Alt-Fright. That's why it is so important that we entangle humanity within our time, dude. We can't let these undead motherfuckers run around, slaves or free, regardless of what it is. The fact is, man, that your heart is either beating or it is not. You're alive or you're dead. Two states, two scoops, life is not a spectrum. I don't want to hear this undead bullshit. Vampires, mummies, zombies, fuck all that noise. They all stand in direct opposition to Ahud al-Azim. I'd rather hear about the damn census than watch a motherfucking mummy get bit by a dog.
I'd like to point out, Ghastly, that the only good thing to ever come out of the alt-right is your jokes about it just then. Oh my God. But that was funnier than two seasons of The Daily Show. The alt-right?
Dude, I got Spectral Justice Warriors?
Wait!
It's very important. Well, you have to recognize that the leader of the alt-right... Oh, he took off. I didn't get to tell him.
He got really excited and he came back. He got so excited
he had to run in a circle. I understand. I wanted to tell him that the leader of the alt-right's name is Richard Spector. That would have put him right over the top, but it might have popped his head open too, so... It's cool, man. Let's watch the census video. What happened here?
I already turned it off. What else can I say?
Yeah. I mean, realistically, just as a point on that, I don't think there's any real reason to question whether or not you can put that on the census. They put everything on the census.
Your fucking
height, weight, age, phone number. Just ask everything.
But I think some of that's optional, right? Isn't some of it optional?
I believe so. I don't think you have to. Oh my! This motherfucker just shut up. That's like Wario.
It's a me, Social Justice Wario. I don't like Anita Sarkeesian. Want to steal her gold?
I thought I was going to be the most over the top character this show. I was horribly mistaken.
What do you think of Sargon, Social Justice Wario? Do you like Sargon of Akkad?
Sargon of Abad. I don't like him. I hate him as much as I love gold. I have low acceleration but high top speed. Unlike Sarkhan, who's bad, I'm Social Justice Wario.
Okay, I haven't written material for this yet.
Oh, damn.
Like, this is a character I'm throwing up on its feet. So far, I've got the gold thing. I like that. I got the gold thing. Can you pitch me any? What else can I do with this character? Social Justice Wario. Okay, kids? What do we got? Chat? Let's see some jokes. Let's see some jokes here, kids. What can we do? I honestly don't remember that much about Wario, if I'm being that honest with you. I raced him in the cart races. I know that. Wario where?
Mm-hmm. Wario. Yeah.
I like Wario.
Wario Woods. There was maybe a puzzle game, right? So like, his tree could be safe space or something.
Oh, I like, yes. My safe space is gold. Okay, that's gold. That's just gold again. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else you got? Give me some more stuff. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I cut you off, man. Is that a breakaway costume? Can you just like pull that from the front like that's your Clark Kent and just whoop, one movement, pull the whole thing off? Is that what's happening here?
I was very impressed. This is why I was so sweaty, because I'm wearing this under my clothes at all times.
Oh my God. Dude, I got to talk to you. Here's an important thing. One, do you have a moment for me to share my love of the whale with you? And two, can I possibly get you to start smoking weed? Because I don't know what sobriety has done to you, dude, but you're out here fucking with a Wario costume on. Talking about you don't know what a merit is. I feel like we're straying further from the whale, my friend.
Wario loves merit as much as he hates a crown.
Beautiful bird.
America was always great. As great as my love for gold.
Wario, can you tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird?
Bird costume. Wait a minute, what?
Okay, wait. Wario, does... Wario where? Okay.
Wario! Dusty, you're as good as being a cockatiel as I am at computer programming for my WarioWare game. I'm WarioWare. It's a game where you make software, I hope. I'm Social Justice Wario. Snowflakes of gold. I want some snowflakes of gold.
Dude, how about like 42 genders of Goombas or something?
Oh,
like,
you know, yes, I got, like that.
Got to defend their rights as a full Goomba.
You know what? I'm just throwing
I'm a personally a pro kart racer, and I want you to get my pronouns right. I'm a social justice Wario. The letters similar. Wario, Wario. It's a similar sound.
There's something about red shells in here somewhere. Like if Social Justice Wario played that shell game, you know, and you could never apologize enough and pick the right shell, that it would be okay.
Couldn't the couldn't you make like a communism joke along with the red shells?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You know who plays with the shells game? Corporations. Brah. Yeah. They always switching the shells around. There should be, everyone should have shells.
I'm losing it there.
Yeah.
Losing that.
You know what? I'm just throwing out the format.
No. Look. We'll fix this on its feet. This is a living comedy bit, yes, much like the Constitution is a living document. We'll do it live. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, do it live.
Chat, anything else? Anyone else got anything in there? Wario Kart, and I already did that. Okay, somebody's talking about our Jewish American friends. I'm gonna see if I can report this.
Social
guy.
Jewish Wario?
That's what the I don't like that. Talk about Mumkey. Okay, please stop. They're saying please stop. Wario and the Ghost from Mario, non-mushroom conforming individual. Okay, this is all right. We'll figure this out later. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go put on my regular clothes.
So what did would it be like three shell mole Monty, right? I'm reaching on this one. I got to tell you, Ben, I don't know what the fuck we were just looking at right there, my friend. Your buddy may need some help. He needs to definitely start smoking.
It just happens from time to time. He just does this, but it's fine.
Took off.
Yeah. I just let him do it because he's at his best when he does this. So
you notice
he's
got a box of cornflakes next to his monitor back there, man. Are those prop cornflakes? Or you think he's eating those hey, buddy. Oh, hold up. He just grabbed a prop. I'm so interested in what's happening in his background right now.
I'm Grumblebee. I'm Grumblebee, the bee that complains about things. Wow. Let's see. What are we complaining about now? Georgia teenager staged kidnapping at mall to gain YouTube followers. Why don't they gain a job mowing lawns, man? Things weren't like this in my hive. I'm old. I'm Grumblebee, man. Influencers. The only person who I want to have influence is the queen, man.
All right, you got the queen in there. You need that with bees.
Yeah, this is, I've been doing this character for longer and I have more of a handle on this character. So I'm a little
You got a handle on the bee thing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the bee characters on the Spanish channels.
Why do they get to work with hot ladies all the time?
Yeah.
The only person I get to work with is the queen and she's old. I'm telling the queen's thorax goes from here to sell B4 of the hive to cluster C6 of the hive. Oh, it's so big.
You ever seen that show, My Strange Addiction? That's what I feel like I'm watching right now. That's what I feel like is happening. If there's any way to like wheel it into frame or move the camera, do you have a rack of fucking costumes somewhere nearby I would love to see this collection. This is blowing my translucent white little mind right now.
Look. I'll go get all the costumes real quick, and then maybe we can figure out what costumes like we want to see next. Okay, so hold on.
I mean, I'm talking about a bumblebee dressed as Wario. Wait a minute. It took off. Ben, I don't know what the fuck is happening on your show right now. I'm sorry, dude. I did not know it was going to be this way. I'm not trying to, like, enable his addiction.
Oh, no. I like it. I'm just letting it happen.
Holy shit. Did
what
I just see a horse head wizard hat?
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, so I have this garbage bag full of costumes. Let's see what we got in here.
Okay.
It's your only possession in the world is your garbage bag full of costumes.
I've got this Asperger costume. This great Asperger costume. Asperger is the guy who was going to jail for hitting. He's Mumpke's friend who's going to jail for hitting another person. Okay, let's see. Oh. I got these Asperger costumes. Look, 3% of the audience is going to think that's hilarious. Let's see. What's this? I have like a spooky skeleton costume. Anything we could do with this?
You know, you could stop fucking appropriating dead people's culture.
God. Put it on. Maybe put it on.
I'm standing right fucking here, man. Goddamn bumblebees. They're all
it's
the
basically
same.
Like blackface.
No. It is. No, I apologize. That's my racist uncle's glow-in-the-dark skeleton costume. He stinks.
Boneface.
I just keep it as an heirloom.
I see, right? We blame our former generations and act like we're not responsible. Mm-hmm. Yep, I got it, Bumblebee.
Hey, I'm different. I'm woke, baby. Let's see. I've got a Dilbert tie.
Well, I'm sleep. Fucking eternal sleep, motherfucker. Goddamn living, dude.
Got these big goofy sunglasses. I got a Dracula cape. I got a wizard's cloak.
This motherfucker comes in here with a goddamn vampire costume too. You know what, Ben? I was gonna try to hold it in, and I was gonna try to not get excited about this guy. Clearly,
I'm
having
sorry.
His mind
I didn't realize he was gonna do
propaganda.
This. I apologize. I had no idea he was gonna go off the rails like this.
It's all right, man.
You know, I'm from a different time.
reality.
From the 90s. In the 90s, this stuff was cool. But it's these experiences talking to your people, you kind of people.
Well, you know, the 90s, I think, is pushing it. You know, if you were to say maybe back in the Casper Crowe Law eras, maybe there we could fudge the lines a little bit. But, dude, you know, I'm not so sure. I feel like you need to go to sleep and learn about your fucking spectral population in your local area. Do you know the federal government took my motherfucking Social Security number away? They fucking Streamlabs my last fucking show to tell me that they rejected my application to get my own Social Security number back. My number. I'm not asking for a new one. I had one, and they took it away. And it's because of bumblebees like you making your fucking honey and buzzing around the back of my fucking house, and every goddamn one of you needs to go back where you came from, sons of bitches.
Well.
Pissed. Fright power.
Look. Did you say fright power? Oh, my God. I love. Look, again, I'm sorry. I'm Mr. Show, you know, Hitler and Jesus jokes. And back in my, the Ben Stiller show, they had sketches about how funny it was to be gay. The 90s were weird. I'm sorry. We've all gotten better. But I mean.
Well, you know, I'm not going to stay angry at you, my fucking bumblebee friend. I'm here to try to educate the public. You know what I'm saying? Spectral oppression has gone on a long time in this country. And like I said, we're here, we're clear, and we will not be silenced. Our voices have to be heard. I'm here representing the translucent white delegation. I can't go back to the next meeting and act like I didn't make some kind of fucking progress with the bumblebees.
Now, look, I definitely agree with you. You know, again, I grew up on Saturday Night Live, but maybe Saturday Night Live needs to respect the Saturday Night Dead. You know what I mean? Like, they got ghosts running around. Hey, they have an African-American cast member. They have an Asian cast member. How come they don't have a ghost cast member? That's not very inclusive.
Hey,
you're a very funny ghost.
You're preaching to the fucking choir. If you get a chance, take a look at a fucking absolute abomination of cable called the Travel Channel. You know how many fucking shows are on that channel talking about how to get rid of fucking ghosts? You know that the real estate industry is putting signs on for sale signs on houses that say not haunted on them? You're bringing people up in a culture that makes it acceptable that the spectral population should be removed from normal society. And that's exactly what we're here to try to fight against, my friend.
Now, look, I'm a quarter Asian, okay? I'm quarter Chinese. Now, there's a show on right now.
Ghosts. There's...
Sorry? What? What?
Nothing.
No, okay. Look, all I'm saying is this. There's a show on right now called Ghost Hunters. If there was a show on called Asian Hunters, I would probably masturbate to it. But it would be wrong still. It would still be wrong. Ghost Hunters, wrong. MILF Hunters,
Well, that's not terrible. It's not terrible. They said they seem to do catch and release with especially a lot of the release part, if you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure still with you, though. Even though you may be eternally sleeping, you are very woke, and you are changing my mind.
Well, you know, and that's all you can do. It's the job of everybody like me who's out here representing the translucent white delegation to make that small difference wherever we can. We're trying to create a better world and make sure that there's a place for our translucent white children. 4115, man. You know what I'm saying?
And here's what I feel bad about. I bet that so often you are in the position where, like, you can't flip out on people. Where, like, you're the token ghost in the room and you have to educate everyone and kind of hold your translucent, non-existent tongue about certain things. Doesn't that eat you up inside?
Well, that's certainly been the case in the past. The unfortunate truth now is that here in Gulf City, several months back, our quote-unquote mayor, Armando Io, decided to institute a fucking ghost ban right here in my hometown. So I can't even go out in public without having to be accompanied by the fucking living. You know what I mean? Now, it's a good thing that my girl is a spectrophiliac. That works out fine, helps me out quite a bit. But still, I can't even feel safe in public. Every time I go outside, I have to worry about something happening to me. To me, just because of how I look. You think just because I'm naked, I'm asking for it out here in public? It's ridiculous, man. But what can I do? I don't have the power to change the law in my local area. But what I do have the power to do is change minds one at a time, just like yours. We will take back Gulf City. The ghost ban will not stand. I say that we need to set up impeachment proceedings for Armando Io immediately. I don't care if we're almost to the next election and it's way too late for me to be worried about impeaching Mayor Io. I'm not going to waste time getting a decent candidate together. I'm going to kick the same dead horse 30 or 40,000 more times and get this motherfucker out of office. That much I can promise you. Fright power.
I'd like to point this out. You've been here longer than Mayor Io. You didn't land on the living. The living landed on you.
You were not wrong.
Now, whose philosophy do you believe in more? Is it Malcolm Hex or Martin Luther King?
Okay. All right. Stop. I'm going to give him a B+ on the ghost plus. No, dude. Hold up. That was pretty good. That's pretty. Martin Luther King is not bad, man.
Thank you. Another person the FBI fucked up.
Though, is the reality of the situation, though, is, man, that's outside of my fucking jurisdiction. The Millennium Tribunal, which is only the highest order of ghosts, removes all spirits from this plane at the end of every millennia. Everything pre-2000 is kind of off my clock. You know what I mean? The whale willed it that way, and that's just what it is. Anything 1999 and back, nothing I can do at this point. Now, I will say, we've noticed some odd temporal properties with the Red Quill here recently, and I'm concerned that if there was some kind of cloud, maybe, like if it was weaponized in an aerosol-type fashion and ghosts were able to breathe it in the city, it could alter time in the city enough to change. Oh, God, you know, I wonder if this is the way to get through the ghost ban. Maybe I can dose City Hall with... hold on. I'm gonna have to think about this.
You should dose City Hall with some common sense.
City Hall, unfortunately, things did not work out the way that they were supposed to work out. All right, see, here's the deal. My buddy Jumpsuit Lou, he works for the cannoli guys, right? Like, I know they're a waste management company, but you know the deal with fucking Primo. He's had it worked out with the mayor for a long time, but that PR is getting bad, right? Because everybody knows what the deal is. So he tries to kick him out. He brought in those fucking Mondale guys, but that didn't make any fucking difference because everybody still knows the deal with the cannolis. Needless to say, Lou and the fucking Don are trying to get the payment done, so they hired me to go down to City Hall when they were signing the fucking contract and make a little something happen with my boy Mondale's card. The problem was,
yes,
I might have gone heavy on the explosive, dude. Just a little.
Left wing just for 50. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, someone donated $50?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. Well, that guy could pick my next costume. It sounds like you are absolutely doing your best and you are living in an untenable situation. But I do want to say this. There are some advantages to not having pre-millennial ghosts around. For example, Patrick Swayze. Now, that guy's going to cock block you or whatever is left of your cock
He's going to block
it.
Like, it's better that that guy's not around.
No, no, he's been dead for a long time, right? So is the ghost of Patrick Swayze cock blocking? I think that's an important question. Luke Perry is the ghost of... Oh, man, he's been dead for like 10 years or so now.
Well, if it was 2000, though, man, he's around somewhere. I mean, I will say, Mr. Bumblebee, it's just a little bit pejorative for you to assume that all ghosts know each other. I don't personally know Patrick Swayze. For him to be blocking my cock, or anybody I know's cock. But again, we're trying to educate today. I'm going to try not to get mad at you, my man.
You know what?
I'm
going to really Ghastly. Mm-hmm. In the Skype chat, so Asterios can see. Send him your dick pics.
Oh, all right. Let me go to the, the chat there. Let me find it real quick. I mean, if you want to talk about ghost dick, that I'm certainly open to the possibility.
I'm gonna
of
play some.
About it.
I'm gonna play some weird commercials that we can talk about too. In the meantime, so here's a good
I'm
one.
I'm looking for this ghost dick pic.
It's coming your way, my man.
Welcome to the Empire of Taste. How many excuses do you need to eat great food? Correct. None. Wouldn't it be cool to try what you have never tried before? The story is perfectly short and amazingly interesting.
Like,
do you ever wonder
what
your ancestors during the early ages or medieval era ate for lunch? What was for dinner? What they'd beaten at night? Raw meat, live fish, screaming birds. Uh-oh. Remember, fridge was not invented yet. We, at Troy, uncovered a few very interesting recipes. Our chef adapted them to contemporary stomachs, made the meals taste great, using finest spices and open fire. No gimmicks, no kidding, just the best of the past. Troy, possibly the finest theme restaurant in New York.
Staten Island.
I mean, I caught about every third word on that. Is there
Asterios,
a subtitle?
Go check this place out. Tell us what you think.
Wait a minute.
You can take the ferry out there, right?
Wait, hold on. I'm not kidding. Wait, how long is this show for? How long are you guys going tonight?
Usually about 2 hours. Why?
All right. What if I took an Uber there right now? Wait, let me. I'm not kidding.
You can cut that in half, bro. Do the DoorDash or whatever. Well, then just bring it to you.
But I gotta meet the guy. I gotta meet the guy.
It's true. That's true.
Okay, hold on. 2271 Highland Boulevard. There's a comic book shop on Highland Boulevard. Okay, 2271. All right,
are
I'm gonna look
still
this
open?
Up. Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
All right. Would you like food the way it used to be prepared?
Where it used to be, where there was no FDA. We could allow parasites in your meat.
What lies beneath will shock you.
I feel like we're about to go in a very anti-ghost direction. Nope, it's white, ma'am. Watch out!
We'll take care of that, ma'am.
Michigan Power Roddy, taking the nightmare out of clogged pipes.
Power rotting, holy shit. That sounds, you know.
Is that like Roto-Rooter, I guess?
Yeah. Power rotting.
I don't know. It also sounds like a porn category.
Yeah,
like,
they're going to unclog your pipes.
Those ones where they have the fucking machines where it's like a flywheel with a dildo on it. And it just bangs girls until they pass out or whatever. I feel like that's what's with the alligator, though. When they first showed the graphic, I kind of thought it was an alligator removal service. I don't know why that was the first thing that occurred to me.
Yeah. Hmm. So did you find the Troy restaurant on Staten Island?
It's 21 minutes away from me by taxi.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I might go there. Look, we'll figure if I start... Let's discuss it. We'll discuss. I might go there live during the show. That place seems insane.
That would definitely be a first, too.
You'd have to like order on the way there. That way you could kind of just kind of quick in and out, get in, meet the guy, pick up the food and bounce. You know what I'm saying? Leave the Uber on the fucking curb. I think that's the move.
what if I get this guy in my Uber and I interview him on the way back to my place?
Bring him on the show. Tell him we want to talk about this commercial and whether or not they do any power rotting at the restaurant. We're very interested. Also, do they have merits?
Hey, my name is Darius Kobinosa. How'd you like to come back to my place and try on some of my costumes? I've got a garbage bag full of costumes and I'm in a Skype conversation with a ghost.
Yeah. Who wouldn't take that opportunity?
You'd be a fool not to.
I mean, this guy's only been talking about how much he's sweating literally the whole time. I'm sure he'll be sweating. Definitely going to want to try his costumes on. I think that much is clear.
I am not wearing pants right now, so I can not sweat.
Are you okay?
And I know, like, a lot of comedians or I know a lot of people on YouTube are like, no, I'm not wearing pants. It's like, no, I am. I'm not wearing
pants. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I'm not wearing pants right now. It's too hot for pants. Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I probably shouldn't drown this weird creep from Staten Island in my sweat. You're raising a lot of good points.
But the accident was your fault.
Huh?
If you've had accidents, you gotta get GEBCO.
GEBCO, huh?
You need insurance for your car. Accidents, tickets, it doesn't matter who you are. Shut off the power, pennies that are low.
I think this guy is a football player. I'm not sure who he is, though. Looks like he plays for the Vikings or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Do they dress girls like that in Minnesota?
Okay, just quick question about the plot of that commercial. I'm sorry. So they got into an accident, and the guy's like, I don't have insurance. And then a bunch of hot girls dance around him because he doesn't have insurance?
Apparently. So cancel your insurance today.
I mean, there is.
That's the worst commercial for insurance ever. If you don't have insurance, A, you're as cool as a professional football player. And B, four different types of hot girl will dance on you just a little bit. That's not a great sell.
I watched it to the end. You know what I'm saying? They had the quotient of hot girls to stupid content was high enough that it still had my attention, at least to some degree. I'm not totally clear on what the product was, but I watched the commercial.
Yeah.
I did watch the commercial.
It was some kind of car insurance. Yeah. GEBCO insurance.
GEBCO.
Oh, not Geico.
GEBCO.
GEBCO.
Yeah.
It's one letter different.
Some old $75 a month. Fucking, they have one principal office and it ain't in a great neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, do other insurance companies tell you have too many DWIs? Get GEBCO.
Yeah.
hey, did you get rejected by the general? Did literally
the general,
the worst insurance company in the world? Did even the general tell you no? Gotta get GEBCO.
It's got to be like $800 a month too. Like, we'll insure you, but it's fucking insane, man.
Yes, the deductible it's like SR22 is another car. Insurance.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So after this show is over, I'm going to be streaming on the other channel, the DP Underground channel. I'm going to be doing the post show. There's a link in the description if you guys want to follow me over there after this is done. So everyone, take a look below. Click on that.
Do it.
Yeah, and also I'm going to be taking live video requests in our Discord server under the content Discord chat. You can post your things there. So join, use the link below to join our Discord server. Go there, post some stuff. I'll be taking live video requests for the post show there. And also, I'll be posting both later on for the $10 plus patrons for that. All right.
Bang.
So
there it is. Look at that. Look how clean that. Guys, did you just hear how clean that promo he just did?
Yes.
Right there? He got it all in. Pow. Under 60 seconds. It's nice. It's work. That's pro work. That's pro status, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, that's as easy as going to patreon.com/Asterios, where for just $2, you get access to an incredible amount of bonus content, over 2 years worth of bonus episodes of my podcast, of about 100 hours worth of content. And I mean, that's almost as much fun as you'll have on my tour coming to Orlando Friday, July 26th, Miami, Saturday, July 27th,
Florida, man.
Houston,
Friday, August 2nd, and Austin, Saturday, August 3rd. It's as smooth as that.
On that trip between Houston and Austin, if you're pulling in the morning, make sure to get breakfast tacos in Austin. That's some good shit.
Wait, are you haunting Texas? If you are, come to my show and perform at my show.
Yeah, I could do that since I'm a real ghost. I'm totally down, man. You ever see that episode of Black Mirror where they had that guy in the back of a truck with a big screen on the side? I mean, that could do something like that.
I'm not going to watch Black Mirror. I hate twists. But it's like...
No, twists are great.
Don't like twists.
Twists are great. What?
Here's what I want to know.
You get one too many teddy twisters as a kid and it just ruined twists for you?
A chubby checker did some terrible things to me. You want to know why they call him chubby checker? Well, let me tell you something. He checks everything, and it's chubby.
That's not where I thought you were. I got to tell you, dude, today you have said some of the most confusing sentences I've ever heard, my man. And I appreciate that. That's excellent work, sir. I mean, Ben, if you'd maybe do a little bit better job, you'd have a bumblebee costume by now.
Yeah, I need one.
It's reserved for the ultra elite, sir.
Eccentric. I just have a Lucha Libre mask. That's all I have. Ben. Thank you. And by the way, I'll read all the Streamlabs in like 10 minutes or so. So if you send them in, I'll read them back out. So if you have questions for anybody here, anything like that, send those in. We do have a goal for the bonus show next Saturday. So we're just trying to meet the goal by the end of this week. Billy isn't here, so we have an uphill battle. Help us out. Help us get the bonus show for the end of next week, because Billy will be there for that. Billy will be back on Tuesday. Everyone like the stream. Make sure you subscribe. Liking the stream helps a lot, and you don't have to do much. You just have to hit the like button. All right, so here's another weird commercial. Brew Garden.
Tired of the competitors. And that jersey's all backwards, dude.
You ever notice, like, in basketball these days, if there is a white guy playing, he's usually like 7'4" or something like that.
Yeah. Over 7 feet, it doesn't matter.
And he's Eastern European.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be good at basketball. It's just like I'm good at putting the ice tray back in the freezer. Right. Like, it's that hype for them. They're just like, oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for the Brew Garden. Fabulous food, fine spirits, fantastic people. My home away from home. The Brew Garden.
He must be a college player or something. No, because you can't do commercial, I don't think, if you're in college.
Not hiring both locations.
Actually, I don't know.
I don't think you can do commercial.
Maybe he played
for
a season at some team, and this is back at his hometown. He's still popular there, you know, one of those kind of deals. I don't know.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is Cecil Myers. Let's see.
Cecil Myers sounds like a fucking car dealership. Yep.
My name is Cecil. I'll sell you gas or diesel cars on my lot. Some of them new, some of them not. I got a tricked out crew. They got one job to do. Tend to your needs, take good care. Make sure they treat you honest and fair.
Wow, I heard those audio jump cuts there.
Many deals far and above. One of these babies, you're...
At least someone had the decency to edit him so that he was on time with the beat of the song. Because normally it's just awful.
All I'm saying is, Ben, you want to make it all one take, but when you spit fire that hot, you've got to split those takes up like they did, or it may just be too much for one track. That Mitsubishi would be on fire right now. All I'm saying is, do they have any stock of the Ford F-15000? Because I will definitely buy one.
Sure to love. Come find a car, and we'll do our part. Because I'm Cecil Myers, the dealer with a heart.
Oh, God.
Well, Cecil Myers. Now, whatever town that is, they're not even using the area code for the phone number.
Right.
Where the fuck this is.
I remember when you stopped having, like, or when you started having to use the area code. Like, where I grew up, I didn't have to use the area code until I was probably, I don't know, like 21 or something.
No shit.
Yeah.
I remember I was a little kid. I was probably 6, 7 years old, something like that, when there first started being the area code thing. I kind of remember it being 7.
I'm 38.
I guess it just, you know, spread over however many years.
Yeah. I think if you lived in a more populated area, you had to probably always had to at some point. Yeah. Yeah, the area I grew up in has two area codes now. It didn't when I was younger. Yeah.
Oh boy, we're at like 4. I think it's 4, something like that, maybe. 5.
I don't even know how many we have here because I hardly ever have to dial local. I hardly know anybody here.
Yeah, I know my phone number and that's it at this point, unfortunately, man.
Yeah, do you remember when you had like everyone you knew their phone number at least memorized or written down on a piece of paper somewhere?
Yeah, you had that master piece of paper, bro. I could rattle off phone numbers from a MySpace top 8 real fucking fast, but these days I have no phone.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this?
I'm Mad Marty here at Antiques R Us, but I'm not mad today because, you see, right here, I'm making lots of money. Pleco are flocking here into our warehouse.
I think you threw $1.
Everything, and I love it because I'm making more money. Just look at some of the bargains I have here, like this beautiful masterpiece I just painted all by myself today, 2 hours ago before taping. Yes, it normally goes for $250, see? Yeah, but I am going to give it to you. Yes, give it to you people for $350. Now, ain't that a real bargain? Yeah, here's a better buy. Right. Yes.
Did he just drop it?
Go up on the price? What just happened right there?
And hold up. The thing that he's going to sell for over $300, he just threw on the ground? I don't get it.
Look at this. Yeah. Ornamental and functional both. Yes, this is a grandfather's clock. I know because my grandfather owned it once.
Merchandise, man.
Hands manually operated. And the...
It's gotta be a setup.
No, I think it's real. No, yeah, it's fake. That's fake as shit.
No, it's real. 555 goof.
No.
I can't imagine a realer phone number than that.
Yeah, 555 goof.
555 punch.
To prepare for the Jim Vreeland Ford sales event, you must clear the mind. The outside world must fade away.
Brother, why did you hit me? I saved you from the fly.
Now we fight.
Let's do this.
Round one. Fight.
Ha!
I've never seen less athletic looking people try to do a fight scene.
I mean, look at the face on this fucking guy, dude. Looks like somebody just tickled his left fucking ball. Look at that face.
Hey, don't shame him. He's a white belt. He is learning right now.
Yeah.
I like that part.
That was very Three Stooge like right there.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen a YouTube channel called Master Ken?
No.
There's a white guy that teaches karate, and it's like 100 different ways to kick somebody in the balls, and it's all this like really over dramatized stuff, but it's hilarious. I would recommend it. That's all.
You don't have time to lose.
Nobody here has time to lose.
Waiting around is such a snooze.
I'm rapping to the beat. Just bang, bang your keyboard to the boogiest of beats. With Print and Go, you gotta know, you can renew tabs anytime. It's Express SOS.
Waiting around is such a snooze. No time to lose.
Up online, not in line, with ExpressSOS.com. Ouch.
Hi, you got bit by a kangaroo.
Man, that's a wrap.
It's painless.
Huh.
It's painless. Marsupial bites aren't shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was just gonna say I just happened to notice Gasly's lewd in the chat.
Oh. Yeah. I'm gonna say that you're packing.
I was blessed by the whale, my friend. That's all I'll say.
Look, I don't know if your kind gives off a heat signature, but you are packing it. you're doing all right there, buddy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
The weird thing I'm going to say about Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, why is she in like 3 or 4 different outfits over the course of this commercial?
That's how many days it took to get them lines done. Those fucking, get those bars laid in, man. That was a hot 16 right there.
That is absolutely, can you imagine that? It's just like, she can barely string two words together. So, and look, she's like sweating through her outfits because she keeps fucking up her lines. The kangaroo is ripping her clothes to shreds. And now, again, I like this commercial again. Like, it's just, this is the, none of these people should have commercials. But then again, I'm a guy, like, my day job is I write commercials. Mm-hmm. I've never written a commercial that anyone would remember. Like, you'll remember these commercials. Like, I gotta say, these are more effective than, like, a lot of Super Bowl ads.
You know, I'm glad we have you here. I'm glad we have you here, then.
You're learning so much. You're learning so much today. I'm so proud of you, dude.
We watch these bad commercials all the time here, and they do stick with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that, like, I'm never going to forget that wrapping. That, like, if I'm looking for a car, I might Google, like, wrapping car dealer with heart. Like, I remember that shit.
What about this? What about this?
I'm hungry. Well, why don't we give Big Al's Pizza a call? I heard they're the best pizza in town.
This is gay porno, dude. You can't watch this on YouTube. I'm pretty sure this is gay porn. Look at that couch.
You idiot. I said Big Al's Pizza, not Big Owl's Pizza.
For the best pizza in town, make sure you get the name and number right. Big Al's Pizza.
That was stupid 4, 5, enough 2, to be pretty good.
7,200.
Yeah.
But again, you're right. It doesn't matter. Really, over at Big Al's Pizza, the pizza could be complete garbage, and the service is terrible, and the fat lady that works there is always really mean, and their credit card machine don't work, and they don't have plastic straws, even though they don't live in a state that gives a fuck about any of that. All that stuff. You don't have to know any of that. All you have to know is that their commercial had that crazy CG owl in it, and the next time you're thinking pizza and you hear a little hoot going on outside, you're going to call up Big Al's. It worked perfectly. I'm ready to eat Big Al's right now. Do they have merits? That's what I'm saying.
It would have been easier to get an owl puppet, but instead they were like, no, no, no. We need a CGI owl on an alpha channel immediately. Mm-hmm. And can you poorly keyframe a box into the commercial?
I would say
we have Big Al's logo on the box. No, we can't. We don't have a PNG of Big Al.
This commercial seems to be about the logo. This commercial seems to be about 15 years old or so, I would say.
Right. Yes.
Right. Here's
they also don't have an area code in their town.
No, one thing, they're the only pizza place in town. They don't need to advertise. They just want to. Wouldn't it be funny to have a big CGI owl fucking up my nephew's apartment? Yeah, it would. Let's get to work, Al. Here's a $200 budget. Please bring us the change.
Another
for
common thing
that's worth every penny.
Another common thing I've noticed among these commercials are Star Trek parodies. I have two of them. Here's one of them.
Oh boy.
Captain's log stardate 1998.9. Yep. Mr. Spock and I have beamed down to make contact with the inhabitants of Omicron 12.
I'm detecting the presence of alien life, Captain.
Ooh, look at those eyeballs. Wow, look at that communicator. It's a Frank Communications cellular phone. Hot dog, you guys are really advanced.
Fascinating.
Frank Communications, 17065, planet Earth.
Wow. Wait, what was the commercial for? I don't understand what the business was.
Cell phones,
was.
I think.
Can we see the second half of that one more time?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
I got to know what the fucking business was. What business had an owner that loved Star Trek so much that he dressed his employees up?
Mr. Spock.
Oh, just wait. There's another one.
Contact with the inhabitants of Omicron 12.
Yeah, how do you just happen to have the exact same mask, Asterios, that they use?
Holy shit, I just looked down there.
Yeah, yeah. How is it that you have the same exact mask that's in this commercial?
Almost the same fucking robe, too, man. He is damn close.
Yeah. How does that turn out?
Is that you in the commercial? Is that your first IMDb credit is being in this Star Trek commercial?
It paid pretty well, actually. That's the
there
weird thing.
There it is,
thing.
Dude. They make better than scale, so fuck it.
They did not know how to budget. They, for some reason, they thought they needed to go SAG, even though it's a local market, which means it's a buyout. It should be a no royalties deal. I'm still seeing green off this.
Right, right. Well, out of that $200 budget, how much did they give you back then? And how much of it did you spend on merits? I think is what the audience really wants to know.
Oh, out of the $200 budget, they paid me $75,000.
That is outstanding.
It was, these guys did not know. They got taken for a ride by Hollywood. Don't let it happen to you kids.
Wow. There it is, man. Are the two costumes from like two different Star Treks,
no,
I guess? I
mean, No. One has his shirt tucked in, but they're both Next Generation.
Nope.
I see. Okay.
Nope. You're wrong. Yeah.
Well, oh, got the color on
is
the
one
top.
Of them Voyager? Is the other one Voyager or Deep Space Nine?
They started to go to kind of the colored top tunic black in Deep Space Nine a little bit, but that is a Voyager era costume. The other one is a TNG costume
on the left. Yeah.
Yeah. The badges. Can we see those comm badges? Because this is a Voyager comm badge. I think neither of those comm badges are appropriate. And I'm pretty sure you could tell that guy is wearing a Voyager top and just khakis from Old Navy.
Yeah.
Just blue work pants.
Yeah. And he has it tucked in. I don't believe they tucked in their shirts.
No, not unless it was a formal, event. Absolutely not.
Didn't the men in Star Trek practically wear dresses for their, as their like formal wear?
Yes, they did. The dress uniform that like you would have to wear if you were getting court-martialed was like a little dress.
Yeah,
which is pretty humiliating. But then again, the admirals are wearing it too. So it's like, I hope you're happy with yourself. Now we all got to wear dresses. Why did you kill those Romulan children? I'm sorry.
You broke the Prime Directive again. Now we got to wear dresses. No.
I'm a big bud when it comes to the Prime Directive. I'm a Butterfingers. Oh, well.
Space, the final frontier.
Aye, Captain. You can choose your space with a Serta.
Don't cling on to that old mattress. Dual Comfort Serta mattresses let you have soft
Thank
firm
you.
On the same mattress. Boldly dream like you never dreamed before. Be on board to the side that's right for you. And the dogs set your savings for stunning.
Captain. You won't be undersold?
Make it so.
Okay.
I want a shirt. Can I get a shirt of an Enterprise with a mattress instead of a fucking disc on the top? That's awesome.
Okay, there's a lot of problems with this commercial. First off, they are wearing Star Trek original series costumes, but they're holding a Next Generation Tri-Quarter Mark II. Okay, the second problem is the guy says make it so, which is what Captain Picard says.
Yes.
Exactly.
He's That's dressed not like what Kirk.
Captain Kirk's. Yes. Yeah. And the third problem is they fire at us, the viewer. Starfleet would never shoot first, not without provocation. Starfleet's better than that.
Yes. Yes. Clearly, none of these gentlemen have tried the Kobayashi Maru before.
No, exactly not. And then the fourth and final problem with this is that these deals are so good, they're completely unbelievable. Not even in the future where we have replicators would you find a deal on certain mattresses like this.
Yeah.
You better head there at Maximum Warp, my friend.
It is today only. If you get two fucking mattresses, you get a free t-shirt of that fucking starship with the mattress top. I want that. I may draw one myself just so I can get a shirt of it.
These deals are so good, they're completely illogical. Data would find them fascinating. Commander Riker would fuck them in the ass. We just fuck them, just keep fucking him and twisting his goddamn human cock in that lady's ass.
What would Wesley do?
What would Wesley do? Wesley would take part in a dangerous, unapproved graduation flyby that would end another cadet in prison forever. And that's a very specific reference to just one episode. Yeah. The easier joke there would have been like, Wesley would have made it suck. Wesley sucks dicks. But like, no. But then again, Wesley eventually joins the Traveler. Oh, wait.
You, in order to get a deal like this, you would have to be as enlightened as post-season six Wesley Crusher when he joins the Traveler on his interstellar adventure. There we go. I got it.
There, I'll tell you what, if you did that commercial, there's five or six people in that city that you would touch so close they would have to buy a mattress.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think that's absolutely true.
Cruising down the street in my fresh new ride. When this car came from nowhere, it hit us from the side. I was injured real bad. Like the Arrowhead Clinic, I got treated real fast. So don't waste another minute. Dial 770961 pain. 770961 pain. If you
pain?
Been injured in the car wreck and in need of a check down. 770961 pain.
That looks good. Look this up.
Yeah.
This commercial is almost too good, though. Like, that's the thing. It's like, these guys have charm. They are, these are actually, look, these aren't good motion graphics. This is a template. But this is a template. Like, someone found a template. There's an area code in this. Look, the logo is cleanly and clearly placed upon that 50% opacity lower third. There's no artifacting around it. Red is a very hard color to read in commercials. I can read Arrowhead clear as day. This is a great spot.
And these guys both have, they all have great haircuts for green screen, too. That's really helping them out in their effect. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
To get what you deserve.
Oh, this is one of my favorite ones that I got recently.
Howdy, y'all. This here's Mike.
Hey,
yeah, Mike's golf shop. Where we buy golf. That's right. We buy golf clubs. Mike's golf shop. Come on over here. We buy golf clubs. Over at Mike's golf shop. Come on down here. We buy golf clubs. That's right. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs.
Buy golf clubs. Dude. Now, I'm curious about his signage in the window back there. It just says, we buy golf. Is the whole other side of the building empty except for one set that says clubs?
Clubs! Like, it is
evenly.
We had to buy another building to expand our sign. It really cut into the bottom line. We're not making a lot of money because we buy golf clubs.
Yeah.
It's a weird market. We don't sell them. We just buy them. We have no way to make money on this deal. I'm Mike, and I love golf clubs.
I hoard golf clubs.
I'm Mike, and I want all the golf clubs. I want no one else to have golf clubs. One day they will call me Mike, the controller of all golf clubs. And he who controls the golf club controls the power, my friends.
He's trying to corner that golf club market. I'd love to call him and say, I want to sell golf clubs, and see how many times I can get him to say, well, I buy golf clubs back to me in a row, man. Because he went on for, I mean, at least 11 straight right there. I feel like I could get him to 25. I could probably get him to 25.
I might buy some golf clubs just so I can sell some golf clubs to Mike, who buys golf clubs. Right. He wants these golf clubs so much.
That's true. Got some cheap ass busted golf clubs that I could get on eBay or something, and then call this guy and try to fence my clubs, man.
I think I might have some in this garbage bag.
Oh,
I've
no.
I've got this Riddler's
got cane. Cat Shack costume.
Yes, but I'm dressed as one of the caddies, so it's not really a costume that reads. I know you might be thinking, why not get a Judge Smales costume? Why not get Rodney Dangerfield's character? Why not get Bill Murray's character? It's like, no, I'm really into the caddies. I really want the caddies to succeed in their various romance quests over the summer.
Dude, you know, that's well and good, but you may want to phrase that a little bit differently.
Lacey underalls.
High school boys here, and you're like, I'm into the caddies, man. Just you know, maybe tweak your phrasing a little bit there. You know
what? That is what got Mumpke's girlfriend in trouble. No, you're right.
Hey, this next commercial, the title is the most confusing commercial ever.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, here it is.
We've seen a series of one-car accidents recently involving rollovers and serious injuries to passengers. I don't know if it's video games or what.
Where is this man's neck? What has happened to this man's neck? Have you ever seen those like Japanese stage performances where it's all black behind them? They have guys dressed in black and they like pick people up and move them around, things that you couldn't actually do because the stagehands are supposed to blend into the curtain. I feel like that's what's going on here. He's just in a sea of black turtleneck, but there's no neck. He's just
a mixture of that and his chin. His chin swallowed part of his neck, too.
Which one?
That's a very good question.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the whale.
That was his, oh my God. The other thing is, he's clearly having like divorced dad's first Christmas. String some lights up around the bar. Only get one stocking because daddy's alone this Christmas. Daddy made some mistakes this Christmas. Oh my God. I bought it like, hey, this tree's great, kids. It comes out of the box decorated.
right. That's definitely one of those kind of trees.
But it's so unfair to, after something like this, to blame people in the backseat or say they deserved it. I don't like consoling these parents about what's happened, but I'll do it until it stops. Will you please stop? I'm Scott Hoy.
I mean, I am confused.
Yeah, what?
Again, I had no idea what he was selling till the end. I mean, maybe if I listen closer, knowing he's a lawyer, but then what's the point? What's the point? If this isn't one of those commercials that's out to be memorable rather than give information on the product,
let's hear it one more time. Let's hear it one more time. Yeah.
We've seen a series of one-car accidents recently involving rollovers and serious injuries to passengers. I don't know if it's video games or what, but it's so unfair to, after something like this, to blame people in the backseat or say they deserved it. I don't like consoling.
Video games? So what?
After something like this, you can blame video games. But then to after something like that, you really can't blame video games. It's hard to say, dude. It's a toss-up, man. If he had a neck, maybe I could see the answer, but I don't know what's going on.
I mean, unless someone was hit by a truck full of video games, I don't know why video games are involved.
Right.
It's around this time of year that everybody's kid gets taken out by those darn Sega, by those darn Atari Lynx trucks. The Atari Lynx, 64 bits of kid-killing power.
Yeah, kind of like...
Was it Atari? I thought that was a Sega.
No, it was the Jaguar, the Atari Jaguar.
Ah,
wait.
Right.
Atari.
The Lynx was handheld and the Jaguar was like a 64-bit. It was a 64-bit system, but it sucked.
The Lynx was an Atari system.
It was handheld.
Not the 64-bit system, exactly. The Atari Jaguar, they said it was 64-bit because what they did was they chained four 16-bit processors together.
Yep.
And they're like, that's 64 bits, baby. And it's like, no, that's not how bits work. That's not how bits work.
That's like
having three 200 horsepower outboard motors and going, check out my 600 horsepower outboard motor. It's like, no, that's not what that is. You just have a bunch of motors for some reason.
How much was the Jaguar originally? How much was the original price of the Jaguar? Like $500, $600?
I'm going to take a guess. $349.95. $349.95.
Let me see. And this was in what, like 92 or something?
It came out in North America in November of 93. Introduction price was $250. Now, $250 in 1993 money, calculating for inflation, hold on, $75,000.
No,
very expensive. I know. You can hire one Admiral Akbar to be in your Star Trek video dressed as a wizard for that much money.
Right.
But the real trap would be not buying the Atari Jaguar. It's a great system. It's got aliens versus Marines. What else do you want?
That's the only game you need,
dude.
But
it's also the only game I can think of.
Will you please stop? I'm Scott Hoy.
What the fuck does that have to do with being a trial lawyer?
Will you please stop?
Please
stop. Stop what?
If people stopped, he wouldn't make money.
Right.
This is like a guy being like, no, don't take your clothes off, hot lady. No.
No, no, it's like your local butcher making a commercial about being vegan.
Right, he did a PETA video and shit where he's naked in the street. Yeah, maybe this guy's in hot water himself. Like, something happened to him, and their whole maybe he's the one that. What did they say? A car accident where it killed some kids in the backseat or something like that. Maybe that was him that he's talking about. That's why he only has one stocking this year. His children are dead, and now he wants.
Fake Team Furniture has gone insane. They're practically giving it all away. 3-piece leather look, $449. Futon bunk bed, $249. Complete day bed, $139. Mattress and box spring, $59. 5-piece dinette, $119. 4-piece bedroom, $249. You'd have to be crazy not to shop at Sleep Cheap. Sleep Cheap has the cheapest prices in the country.
Dude, I fucking love this guy. When he said $59, he put his hands on the side of his head like he was on the fucking Ed Sullivan show. He couldn't believe his own goddamn prices, man. I love him. He should have played Mario. Captain Lou.
I should have checked these prices before I started making the commercial. These are the wrong prices. They're way too low. I'm going out of business. Why did I make a live commercial? What is this? Isn't this the sequence from Dirty Work with the live commercial where David Koechner finds all the hookers in his trunks?
Hoboken.
That's the answer for clean living. It's the First Street
now,
Washington.
Venpai, I'm so... Oh, wait. Oh, damn it. I'm leaving when there's a hot girl on TV. Unfortunately, I have to go. I'm so sorry. It's 10 o'clock. I have to step away. You mind if I promote a couple of things before I leave?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Thank you. Everybody, thanks so much for putting up with my bullshit. There's a very funny ghost and a very funny Ben Pie here. And I appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time and attention. If you want to see me and my hilarious co-host, Sriracha, we're going to be on tour in 2 weeks. We're going to be in Orlando, Miami, Austin, and Houston.
You got to come to Seattle. You got to come to Seattle.
I'm going to come to Seattle in 2020 because I really like Ballard a lot. I want to do a show in Ballard real bad. Yeah. If you want to find tickets, you could go to twitter.com/Asterios. It's spelled Asterios. It's right there in the copy for this thing. And if you can't make it, but you still want to hear more of my bullshit, you can listen to my podcast. It's called The Loudest Podcast because I'm the loudest guy on the show, and you can find it on iTunes or Spotify or Google Play or YouTube. It's called The Loudest Podcast. Thank you guys for having me on. This was so much fun.
Thank right you, on. And you're welcome back anytime.
I can't wait. All right, peace out, boys.
Later.
Guys.
Have a good one. Right All on, right. Man. Thanks to that guy for being a good sport, too, man. That's good. Always like that.
Man.
Because I make up all kinds of crazy shit.
I wonder... I don't know, man. Maybe weed slowed him down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I feel like this guy needs to definitely relax just a little because things were high energy and I'm down with high energy. As soon as I saw that Wario costume, man, things had gone off rails.
I was fine with that. I had a format plan, but it's fine. When magic like that is happening, I just let it go. I just let it go.
Yeah,
we absolutely. Have, I think, about an hour left. Oh, well, no, like 40 yep. minutes. 40 minutes or so.
Right on, man.
Props
to Asterios for hanging out and putting up with it. I know that some people are very confused by the things that I say to them, but he was equally confusing. So I think that worked out fine, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
He can be confusing. So, once again, dude. I'm going to remind everybody, link in the description for the post show. It's going to be on the DP Underground channel. Go there, subscribe to it. Every now and then, we're going to be doing pre-shows and other surprise streams there. So, you want to go there. We're going to be I don't know how late I'll be streaming tonight. Possibly way late. But you're only going to be able to catch it live. After that, it's getting taken down and put up for patrons only. $10 patrons and above or members of this channel. So you want to check that out. By the way, Billy will be back on Tuesday. What else did I want to,
Tell them to hit your Patreon and your merch store and your Streamlabs, and you got to read your Streamlabs. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Man.
No worries.
Where have
dude.
You been all my life?
Hey, you got to go pro status in here, dude. That's the power of alizemology, my friend. You know, now if I could just get merits in the mix, I feel like we'd be set up.
Yeah. Mm. Merits.
Do I need to turn it back up now that Social Justice Wario took off? I don't know if that one was crazier than damn Bumblebee. I was very surprised by the Bumblebee, man.
So I'm going to read off the Streamlabs and Super Chats. Tucker White, 94, money to make y'all angry. I don't get angry when I get money, though.
I mean, we can start talking about China.
China. we already read Dusty's owners one. Alamo Golf Citizen. Hey. Hero from Mongolia. What the fuck is that shirt? That shit. Oh, that shit. A hero from... I don't understand.
He's Mongolian, so he puts lots of extra R's.
Oh.
In his Streamlabs.
Is he Mongolian?
It in the accent. Yeah, it'll make sense if you read it in the accent.
Yeah, hero from Mongolia. Yeah. At first, I thought that might have been a South Park reference. We got $8 Australian from Depressed Skeleton. Keeping the undead movement alive or unalive, whatever. Hashtag undead lives matter.
Fuck that. You're 3/5 of a citizen at best, you undead motherfuckers. If your heart's not beating, you're dead. If it is, you're alive. Everything else beyond that is mental illness, you zombie.
So you
bitches.
Believe in a 3/5 compromise for the undead?
I mean, if they're lucky. If they're fucking lucky, dude. Zombies are less than human. Am I walking a fine enough line yet, man?
Anthony, for $4.02, I wish I was a ghost. Ghastly, can you say that Anthony Joshua is a sweet boy?
What was the message again?
Anthony Joshua is a sweet boy. I don't know who. I've heard the name.
Joshua Anthony is a cheap goy. There we go.
Shadow Fawn. I don't know where you found a guy this eccentric. Toss a cool ghost in there. A good show. Nice one, Ben. Thank you. I'm glad you like the uniqueness of the guests that we had today. Shadow,
yeah, man, you gotta switch it up.
Yeah. Josh New, oh, great show, guys. Thanks for the fun. Thank you. Shadow Fawn became a $10 patron. Thank you, Shadow Fawn. Fat Old Guy said, great guest tonight, Ben. Thank you. God, who do we have?
Me.
trying to remember who we have. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Yeah, man, put the schedule out there. You need a backing track.
Okay, so this coming Saturday, we have the guys from Underhaven, Swegta and Animancer joining us. On Tuesday, Billy comes back, and we have Adam from Your Movie Sucks. Next Thursday, the 18th, we have Hannibal and Monty. On the 20th, if we get we're not sure who we're having on the 20th anyway. Oh my God. We're going to have Jeffrey and Egghead on. So just wait. We're going to have to take bets on how long Egghead lasts before he rage quits.
There it is, man. Put your fucking wagers in the Streamlabs, guys. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have Justin Wang back.
Oh, Wang's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch that one.
Hannibal and Monty also on July 30th. We got a lot of good guests coming up.
Right on, man.
We were supposed to have Rich. We were supposed to have Rich from Review Tech, but I don't know what happened to him, but that's fine. That's fine.
You know, not everybody can make it every time, but I'm dead. I got all the time in the world, man.
I need to grab a glass of water really quick. In the meantime, we'll do this.
All right. I'll watch a bitch and read some chats.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
All right. So in the actual chat that's on the screen here, the live chat down below, the fan chat, go ahead and ask Ghastly whatever questions you want.
Oh, you cannot de-ghost me. I got all the answers.
I'll be right back.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to read them fast. There it is. To Win It All says, they're now arriving, bitches. 006006 says, where is that RTU bitch? Dual wield in the chat says, I'm with that Bill Hicks. What did Bill Hicks say? Bill Hicks said, Gasly for third peasant. Now we're talking about a part-time job. That's a whole different thing, man. Now don't say anything while Blueberry Pie is out of the room, man. Let it Zeppelin. It says, fuck yeah, Adam. Al Dantler says, Anthony Fantano doesn't know what good music sounds like. Billy Gray says, Egghead's actually going to be on a main show. Wow. Dual Wield says, death is a new beginning. Low Energy Video says, come on, guys. Star stays online. I'm going to skip a whole bunch and get down here and see if there's any, look, there's an orange sign. The Locust God says, hashtag Fright Supremacy. You know, Fright Power is the right power, and Fright Supremacy is the one and only right supremacy. All hail Blue Whale, Krill be unto his name. I mean, you realize that we've got to get back our constitutional rights. Nowhere in that document does it say that I need to be alive to be covered, and somehow my social security number gets taken away. It's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Professor Sponge says, Gasly, can the whale protect us from the manatee? Oh, most definitely. Even that one that honks his nose on the side of the glass of the fucking aquarium and then the world blows up, even that shit. A mere flip of the whale's tail and that would all be taken care of. Princess Morris says, it's Casper. No, it is most certainly is not. Fuck that friendly motherfucker. My name is Gasly. I'm your local representative of the Translucent White Delegation. Bill Hicks says, how's Hitler doing? Previous millennia, man, that's out of my jurisdiction. Tevin Daniels says, return of G-Man, yes or no? Well, if you mean me, I say yes. Gold City Cold. The Krill says, you're reading Billy's names. I read his names, Blueberry Pie. I read his names. Katie Hunter says, nice shaped head, Ghost. Thanks. It looks kind of like the voice actor that plays me. Letta Zeppelin, it says, that chair makes it look like you've got an ear. Yeah, actually, that's not the first time that I've heard that. I love my whale chair, though. I'd hate to have to change it. Low Energy Video says, shit, is he reading pleb chat? Yes, I am. I assume that's what we're calling regular motherfucking chat. And Dual Wheel says, Fright Supremacy, check the fan chat on stream. It's too small on my screen. I can't see it. I gotta move stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I read the wrong one, dude. I read a ton of chats, and I think I was totally wrong.
Nah, it's all right.
Guys. Okay, here, let me nix this. Oh, now I can see it. John fucking fuck you, Master, says, Gasly, are you responsible for the... Oh, shit, it scrolled past now. For the spat of British girls getting bonked by ghosts. Bonked! Now, first of all, let me tell you something. There's a difference between your average spectrophiliac out there, which obviously is the living who wants to have sex with ghosts, like my girlfriend Mina Harper, who I guess is staying with me now after the fucking hurricane. Point being, there is a line between that and what we would consider possession. And realistically, if you ask me, possession is for lower fucking ghosts. I would not lower myself to possessing a fucking living body. That's some alt-right bullshit, if you ask me. Egghead says, Gasly, are you going to watch The Lion King? Well, I've seen the animated one about 135 times because I had a little sister when I was alive. So I'm pretty familiar with the situation. If they can't do something so banging with the fucking 3D that I got to see it on a big screen, I'm not personally too worried about it. MC Hitler says, shaking my head, this ghost sucks at communicating. That says communing with other ghosts. It depends on what millennium from they're from. Spirit says, Gasly is mean. Gasly, do you eat food? I don't need to, but I like to. Who doesn't enjoy a good fucking steak? The American Nightmare says, what is the meaning of life, Gasly? To become entangled, clearly.
When you eat food, can we see it inside of you, like turn into a turd and go, I don't know how that works.
On a younger ghost, I would say yes. See, you have to understand that from the time our bodies are rebuilt by the whale, even up until now, for a long time, we have to practice phase control. Of course, when you first become a ghost, I'm talking falling through floors and walls and can't hold on to shit, can't touch anything, all of that kind of stuff. Now, I went to the Narmer Phasing School, and he's one of the OGs, so I really did learn from the best. But it doesn't mean that it's not something you still practice for an afterlife time. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I can eat and you only see it for a moment, you know, and there's really nothing else to see there, but it wasn't always that way. So on a younger ghost, yeah, they wouldn't even be able to put the food in the mouth and chew it. No ghost teeth.
Check this guy out. I'll play the intro for it.
Thank you.
here is some guy burning his Nikes.
Oh,
ladies
good.
And gentlemen, welcome
you
to the Michael
dumb
Anderson Show.
Fuck it's
your
you.
Host with the most, Michael Anderson. I'm here to talk.
Look at all of them.
And if
they
you
already
heard,
have your money,
Nike
stupid.
Decided to pull their shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag because Colin Kaepernick complained. Now, if you can't tell, I have been a long-time Nike fan. Now, these are just some of the shoes that I've purchased over the years. I have actually purchased so many Nikes,
and those gray
I have given
and
them away. Check
dope,
these out.
Though.
These Air Jordans right here, these you cannot find. You can't find them. They're really hard to find. I bought them years and years and years ago, and I took very, very good care of them. I absolutely love them. Some of these are obviously not in as good condition.
Give it away, or even, you know. Somebody yeah. wants them, just give them away. Nike's already got your fucking money. You're not doing anything by doing this. I mean, unless, this is what it takes for him to jerk off now. Like, if you got to a point that you couldn't get hard unless you did some social justice Wario type shit, and then, you know. Burn books or bras or Nike shoes or whatever the fucking trendy thing to burn is now before you jerk off. I mean, I don't watch that porn. I just see the category pop up. I just know it's there. You know?
As like these and stuff like that. I actually had so many of these. I gave some to my little sister. Ooh, check out these Air Jordans right here. You are not going to be able to find these, okay? You really can't. They're super dope. You have the suede, right? They actually used to use a real suede, I think. I don't know what they use now. Anyways. So, look, I have decided that I am going to start
God,
putting
this
my
is
money.
The longest fuck. He's doing a WrestleMania level
are,
intro for
because
this. Jesus.
I promise you,
get
Nike,
to the main event, pussy.
And
if you're going to do it, do it.
I will never. Look at these. Brand new pair of Huaraches. Fuck me. Brand new pair. So, I promise you, Nike, I will never. As God is my fucking witness, I will never buy your shoes again. Because the day I'm going to burn all of these fucking shoes, you motherfuckers. And let me tell you something,
and
Nike.
Nike execs started tearing their hair out and running out of the building. They couldn't believe how much money they were losing from this guy who already bought a ton
oh, no.
of their shoes.
Yeah. This doesn't do shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except for burn something you paid money for.
My dad's side came here in the
1700s. You know what would be hilarious if some crazy fucking environmentalist types got mad at these guys for burning up whatever shoes are these shoes are made out of? You know, this is polluting the air. You can't just burn this shit in an unlicensed place like that. Then you'd be getting it from both sides.
And they were white, and they were from Scotland, and they were covenanters. And they were forced to come here as unfree laborers. And they fought. I had ancestors who were rebels. And they fought for freedom. Okay? And the Betsy Ross flag is the only fucking reason that your company is around, you scumbag motherfuckers. And I promise you.
What the fucking NFL players do. Well, really, you're surprised? Man pulls political stunt right before ending ball playing career because he's not a very good football player. And then he gets all hooked up with Nike and makes a fuck ton of money off guys who already bought their fucking shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like not a marketing expert, but the continual. people assuming that for whatever reason corporations act on some moral high ground instead of acting on what they think will make them the most money. I think you're just fooling yourself, man.
I promise.
They
want
do it
everyone.
This way because they think it'll pay better. That's it. It's the same as putting a fucking rainbow flag on everything you do during the month of June. It's the same as 5 years ago when they were printing all the labels in Spanish as well because the Latino American population was the fastest growing demographic. Well, guess what your fastest growing demographics are, and so guess who you fucking market to. God damn it, asshole.
Who's watching
I'm sorry,
this.
I'm getting all hopped up and not, you know.
To shit. Understand it's all right. that you it's all need right. to put your money where your fucking values are, even if it hurts.
I remember when a new pair of Jordans would come out, some kids would miss school because they'd be standing in line, you know, at the local, wherever they would buy those shoes.
Right, Foot Locker or whatever.
Foot Locker, yeah. Or the Finish Line. That was another one I used to see all the time.
Right.
Even if you don't want to. Even if it makes you want to fucking cry. And this isn't the only thing I have.
I mean, what's the average price of these shoes?
I mean, those are over a bill apiece easily. I know some of those Jordan's clubs crazy high.
And how many pairs are here? Wow.
Looks those like from what, Nike. About
all sorts of things from Nike. 30? And they are all going away. I will never, ever. Six,
that 18 pair?
Ever.
So, I mean, easily another, two stacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's big.
Nike product ever again.
$2,000 to $4,000, right?
Shoe, that's probably in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucks. In fact, I just bought a pair of Nikes about 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to be returning them, okay? Because I can still have them returned. Let's check.
And here goes the flame. And on that day,
boy.
Capitalism defeated your stupid moral high ground once again. Hmm. Congratulations, Nike. You win.
Oh, man.
Hashtag team capitalism.
Watch the flame travel back up into the bottle and blow his hand off.
Then he could sue Nike for making shoes that shot fire at him and shit, man. Really take him down a peg.
That's what you get, CEO. You piece of
CEO. Oh, no. The CEO gets fucking a lot of money. They got your money. Mm-hmm. So they don't get this. This doesn't bother them in the slightest. What you do with the product after you buy it is of little consequence to them.
Like, right now, Colin Kaepernick is sitting in a room with some greasy fucking agent going like, it worked perfectly, kid, and showing him videos of people burning their Nikes.
Right.
Of shit.
Oh, man.
I will never wear your shit again, you fucks.
Does Nike own any other shoe brands where, like, people are maybe buying
never.
New Balance, not knowing
fuck
that New
you.
Balance is owned
by
Nike?
By the way, I do have
some
water.
Crazy shit.
I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be like someone getting mad at Pepsi, but still drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah. McDonald's. I'm going to eat a Chipotle, dude. Come on, man.
Just in case it's get out of control. Not a big deal.
Now, he has one way left to redeem himself.
Goodbye,
if
Nike
they start
shoes.
Listen up for s'mores.
Goodbye to all you motherfuckers.
And they eat toxic-ass s'mores from all those burning shoes. At least they go out on a joke. But this man is clearly alone.
Now he's going to put it out.
He didn't even finish him off. Is he going to wear the burn one so he can show everybody how stunning and brave he is?
That's a huge fire.
Yeah, that probably smells terrible. It's on the, like, water your garden setting. You may have to.
Can't have the fire get too big, you guys.
Jesus. There's probably toxic fumes coming off of that.
Yeah.
There's like burning rubber and plastics and stuff burning in that shit.
Right. He's like, man, you know, I'm making this symbolic fucking statement of burning these shoes. And it feels good. It feels righteous. I feel high on life. No, dude, you're just inhaling fucking toxic shoe fumes over a fire, man.
here's one of our favorites on the show. It's Wild Bill for America.
I like him already.
Man, I pulled the pin on a cultural hand grenade a while back. I posted online, bring back manhood in America. This country is dying from lack of genuine manhood.
See, everything. Wild Bill pretends that everything he stands for is under attack. And it's.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Delusions of persecution. I mean, this is prevalent at every fucking angle, man, for sure.
Exactly. Christian white conservatives who are very manly are all under attack. And Wild Bill just happens to be all of those things. So he makes. He has a persecution complex.
Yeah, I assume motherfuckers are just trying to fit in, because I find that kind of regardless of political standpoint, there's a good cross-section of any group of people that feels like they're being persecuted, no matter who you look at this point, you know. You got to try to find those people that just a little moderation, just a little moderation, just a little bit of blue whale and merits, dude. That's it, you know.
Overwhelmingly positive response. People cheered, saying, yes, bring back manhood. The denigrating and
manhood
destruction
of manhood never went anywhere. I don't understand. This is kind of the most out there one that he's put out there. Manhood.
I mean, you can't be singing about manhood wearing a blue palm tree Tommy Bahama shirt with three buttons off of it and a lavalier and shit that you got a Guitar Center. Dude, you can't do that.
This is one of his less busy shirts. He's usually like full Buffett, you know, like Margaritaville mode, you know?
He's a parrot head.
Yeah.
Manhood in America is an assault on God's order of things. Militant feminism is a cancer from hell, and it has destroyed the American family. Feminists overran the schools and tossed manhood in the trash, along with the traditional moral standards that keep society balanced. Little kids need their mama when they're toddlers, but when they hit school age, it's time for strong male leadership. Little boys are wired to be warriors, adventurers, and heroes, the exact opposite of what domineering women want. So guess what happens when little boys act like little boys in feminist-dominated public schools? They are humiliated, punished, and often drugged to correct normal boyhood behavior. God didn't create little boys to be pounded into the little girl mold. The poison of...
So he's trying to say psychiatric drugs make boys into little girls?
That's entirely possible. I feel like this guy's got some setups that aren't totally wrong, but his punchlines are all jacked up, man. I'm not totally sure. And I'd be interested to know how recent his divorce was. You know, are we talking about the last 2 weeks?
I don't think he's ever talked about that.
Feminism has got to go. God specifically designed the family and the church for male leadership. But feminism, being a tentacle of the left, are in open rebellion against God and his order. Every major problem this nation is facing can be traced to walking away from the Christian principles upon which the USA was founded. There's a knockdown, drag-out fight going on for the future of this.
This guy would probably have a fair amount of support if he didn't rope that Jesus fella into it, to be perfectly honest.
Well, he brings that into everything.
That's the
epicenter of everything he talks about.
Nation, and if there
makes it a crazy viewpoint, you know, if he's got negative viewpoints about feminism and about the change in the education system, again, he's not totally wrong, but it becomes a fucking ridiculous viewpoint when you're like, it's because God said so, and then you know.
Well, yeah, it's Satan using feminism to destroy manliness because the Bible said manliness.
Right.
Should be
because
part
the Bible
of the world.
Said that was the way. It's equally ridiculous of people on the other side that, again, could have partially reasonable opinions, but then they go, it's because my feelings matter more than the fact, oh, God damn it.
I've agreed with him on things, and it's made me cringe because he's so fucking crazy.
For time for the alpha males to step up and reclaim their role as leaders, it is now. Of course, the feminist mob showed up soon after I posted and spewed their standard feminist bunk, such as alpha males are wife beaters, child abusers, and misogynists, blah, 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 blah. Men need to stop retreating from feminists and their...
Just because there's crazy people on the internet saying shit, though, doesn't mean that they're the majority.
Oh, yeah. None of the shit that we give a fuck about on the internet is the majority.
Right.
At all. At all. You know what I mean? Go off the screen. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Public schools need strong male teachers who are not affiliated with the feminist-dominated unions. Until then...
I didn't have a male teacher until I was in high school. So, I don't know. And I went...
I feel like one of my math teachers in middle school was a dude, I think.
I went to a private Catholic school. And
no shit. Ouch.
Yeah, from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And kindergarten through 8th grade. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. That's crazy. See, now I just want to talk to you about that. I just want to hear all about that. That's insane, man. That is a long time to go to non-secular education. You know what I mean?
Right. And I didn't have a man as a teacher until ninth grade. And a lot of my teachers were nuns.
Wow. All right, dude. I mean, do nuns know their shit? I don't know. Do they rope
Jesus
into everything they teach
you? Okay, so we would have to pray before class, you know, like... we would pray and then do the Pledge of Allegiance and then do class. And no, uh-huh. religion wasn't like mixed into everything. In Catholicism, sure. they accept most science, like they accept evolution and a lot of stuff really? That even like young Earth. Oh yeah,
I think Catholics would be like the strongest against some of that.
No. There are actually Catholics that are like astronomers and scientists, or like Catholic priests that are scientists and stuff.
Well, there's also Catholic priests that do some very non-scientific things.
Someone asked, accept or tolerate? They accept it and they teach it in their schools. I learned evolution in school the same way anyone would learn it in a public school.
No kidding. There you go. I learned today.
Yeah. So, like, most science, like, actually, they accept science the way it is, but their beliefs sometimes hold them back, like birth control. Like, they're against birth control.
Oh, right.
They're against birth control, and they're against birth control and abortion, which is very counterproductive.
Are they one of the no condoms? Can you use the condoms? Oh, yeah.
No condoms. Only, like, natural.
Is Catholicism one of the fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus ones?
No, I don't. I think that that act alone would be considered a sin. And, like, if you're actually following the rules. If you're actually, but anyway, like, if you're against abortion, you shouldn't be against birth control because birth control causes less abortions to happen.
Fair enough. I suppose you need to pick one or the other if you're a priest.
Yeah, so.
I'm learning so much, dude. Fucking following the teachings of Cathol, man.
So, we had to go to church once a week as part of school. But other than that,
I remember kids at my school going to RE on fucking whatever, and they would go to the church and have part of school there.
Like every other class was just like a normal class, except for there was a prayer at the beginning of class.
Oh, every class, not just the beginning of the day.
In high school, every class, because you know you'd switch classes.
You actually switch rooms more often. Yeah.
Yeah, but in elementary school, it was at the beginning of the day, basically.
Now, was one of the classes, like, per year something directly religion-related? Like, is there a scripture class every year or something like that?
Yeah, okay. I took two semesters of some type of religion class every year of school. All
no kidding.
12 years of school, yeah.
How do you feel about it now, man? Are you still a follower of Cathol?
No.
No? No. No, Cathol didn't work out, huh?
No. I'm not a follower of anything, so.
Good man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, dude. So I assume the parents are probably way into it then.
No. No. See,
one Catholic school, man.
Well, hold on. One thing about Catholicism is there's a lot of Catholics that just do it because it's like there's like cafeteria Catholicism, you know, people who are like, I'm Catholic, you know, because my parents were Catholic and their parents were Catholic. But I don't agree. Like, there's a lot of people who say they're Catholic, but they use birth control anyway, or they, you know, they're OK with gay people being married or whatever, things that are against Catholicism. You know, they call that like cafeteria Catholicism, you know.
I see. I have heard that term before. So yeah. Which I'm learning today. Wow.
Yeah. So I just went because it was a better school. Like the schools in my area were like the public schools were shit. So.
Oh, yeah. OK, I got you. That makes sense. The only kind of available fucking private school was a Catholic school. I see. Huh.
Maybe not Catholics the only, but the only affordable ones.
Get your kids out of the public schools. Churches need strong male pastors, and men need to spend good father-son time with their boys. America needs alpha males now more than ever. So step up, men. This is Wild Bill for America. Thank you for watching.
Wild Bill.
And America, bless God again.
His wrist.
America, bless God.
He prayed so hard, dude. He put his hands together to pray so fucking hard to sweet little baby Jesus that he broke one of his wrists, and he's got that black brace on it now, man. That's how much of a fucking man.
He's part of a motorcycle club, too. He wears, like, a leather vest in some of his videos. It's like the Justice Riders. Oh, no, no, no. It's not the Justice Riders. That's Egghead's, dad's Cowboys movies. Egghead's dad makes cowboy movies.
Oh, wow. Like B-movie cowboy movies?
Oh, my God. Let me show you the trailer of one of them.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm very excited now. Shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Egghead, should I play the trailer that you're in when you're a little kid?
Brip.
Let me find it here.
Oh, and the thing underneath, it says go ahead. No. It says go ahead and says no, so I have no idea.
Egghead's like, no!
I say play it. I would very much like to see it. And since ghosts are clearly superior to the living, you know, I think the answer is obvious.
First, I'll show you the trailer for the newer movie.
Outstanding.
Here it is. Hold on. Here.
Oh, shit. I was already... Oh, no.
Only one thin dime. Yes, sir. One thin dime. That's all it's going to take to see the huge man-eating plant.
There's Egghead's dad on the left.
Look at this guy.
That's Egghead's dad. That's Egghead's dad on the left right there.
I tell you what. What if, like,
I would give you another lick.
But if you lowered the quality... It would look pretty legit. Like if it was 4x3, like just grainy, you know, sepia tones, just tough.
Taint lively.
I ain't never been on anything went this fast before.
You know what's hilarious? If I go to the the YouTube video for this that I just downloaded it from, there's like 183 there's way more downvotes than upvotes, and the comments have been disabled because I think it's because we've made fun of this before, and I think people went and downvoted it.
You know, there's a path that leads down into a canyon. You can't miss it. Hardly anybody goes down there. Saves you a whole day.
Rep credits. Like one of those stand-up arcade games in the early 90s where it would be video footage on the screen. It'd be like a light zapper gun and like actual footage of these cowboy guys would come. It would kind of sidle out from behind a bar and try to pop them. Almost like in Back to the Future, but with actual footage. You ever play any of those? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Never mind. I'm probably the only one. It was at the skating rink I went to when I was a little kid.
You all are trash. My ma sent help and be after me.
Shit,
Lane, his partners ain't dead already. Hell, we'll walk right in the purtiest party.
Even that's a striped shirt.
Hold it right there. United States Marshal Trevor Cooper, put your hands up.
Whoa, Trevor Cooper, my hero.
Dude, Marshall Cooper just came in and regulated. I love this fucking movie.
One thing I noticed about this movie is the average... One thing I've noticed about this movie is the average male actor in this movie is like 60, but the average female actor is like 20.
You should have let me. Yeah, dude, I mean, they've clearly given her some kind of barbiturate in order to get a performance like the pause frame I just saw.
Executive producer Bill Cosby.
The boss will be here tomorrow. They'll be dead soon enough.
I've never seen a gang like this before. Burning out branches, like I said, all over the place.
Wait a minute, is that just fucking what? Turkey Creek Jack Johnson or whatever?
Does this marvelous elixir every morning keeps her system so lubricated that they're afraid to sneeze. That's why for the last 150
Who's
years,
that little kid on the right, man.
Blue Indians that said how instead of bug.
What? Did you see that? He was like, he shot like up and around like that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I Dude, can I? So how can I see the full movie? I like it. I would totally watch this, man. I would absolutely get high and watch this as I'm falling asleep. Is the whole movie on the tub?
No. It's I don't know where to find it. I think it's on DVD. I think you can only get it on DVD. Check this out, though. This is one of their older movies here.
Oh, even older. And it's called Curse of the Sacred Mountain, and it's for all ages.
Let me find my favorite scene. Yeah, here we go.
You are not battling Khan.
Here we go.
What's the matter, dearie? Lose the ranch? Why don't you just take another drink from your flask?
Oh, damn, what? Bitch. You got served. Oh,
I cannot believe. Dude, that looked like a fucking cheap local car insurance.
Well, an old-timer fitting his description's been run out of two different towns for selling false treasure maps.
Who can tell me?
Here we go. This is Egghead's big scene right here. This is little Egghead. And his name is Speedy Adams. That's his character's name. And he came up with that name himself.
I'll just bet he did.
Yeah.
The name of our fourth president.
Oh, there's Egghead right there.
Speedy.
Wow. Hold on, here he is. Egghead! Egghead!
Wow, dude. I mean, I have to assume he has the suspenders because he just goes straight from stomach to legs. There is no hips or ass on this child. And I'm basing that on the jawline and shoulders alone.
I don't know, Miss Scott. Didn't read your lesson, did you, Speedy?
No, Miss Scott.
Hold on. What the fuck is up with your suspenders, Speedy? Hold on. What's going on here? They seem crooked. Did you put on your own suspenders?
Oh, yeah, he's all jerked up there in the back. He was probably squirming in his chair. He was nervous about his line, man.
Yeah.
You know? This is big scene.
Yeah, Egghead, get into voice chat. I want to ask you about this.
Word.
Go into the waiting room, Egghead. Speedy.
No, Miss Scott. You see, I'm going to be a cowboy like my friend Stormy.
Wow.
Yeah,
what is
with
the sass? What
and the Academy here? Award goes to. The Academy Award goes to.
Your lesson, did you, Speedy?
Oh.
No, Miss Scott. You see, I'm going to be a cowboy like my friend Stormy.
It sounds like the I Like Turtles kid.
I Like Turtles.
Hold on.
I'm going to slow him down a little bit. Because first of all, when you give lines, you're not supposed to rush through them like this. It sounds like you just wanted them to be over with. I'm slowing him down a little bit. Here we go.
I'm going to be a cowboy like my friend Stormy.
Actually, that was normal.
Stormy.
I'm gonna be a cowboy. He does this big blink before he says Stormy. Hold on. I'll slow it down. Here we go.
Did you, Speedy?
No, Miss Scott. You see, I'm gonna be a cowboy like my friend Stormy.
Stormy.
Wow. Stormy. Mm.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Curse of the Sacred Mountain. Check it out, guys.
I will. I'm telling you, I'm gonna buy two copies on Amazon today. I'm gonna send one to me. I'm gonna send one to Arby. See if they'll trade me for a merit, because I damn sure can't get them to sell me one. All right, did your friend show up? That would be perfect timing for old dude to show up on Discord and pop on.
Yeah, he's not there right now. Oh, by the way, for those of you who missed it, post show on our alternate channel, Drunken Peasants Underground. It's going to start a few minutes after this show ends. There's a link in the description. You can go there and check it out. I'll be taking live calls from Discord, and I will also be taking video suggestions. If you put videos in the content section, I will play them. Now, you can only catch it live unless you're a patron. Then you can watch it after the fact. So don't forget about that. Here's a video of a fight at Disneyland.
This video is taking the internet by storm. People are even taking the time to break it down. Let me just underscore all of this. The fight that you're about to see took place at Disneyland in Toontown. That's right.
Huh?
The place where you take your toddlers when you go to Disneyland. All right, let's take a look at it again.
There's only one place. I like how she's like, not only were they fighting at Disneyland, they did it in Toontown of all places.
In Toontown?
And you're going to see a guy there in the video. He's wearing a bright pink shirt. It may look red on your screen. He apparently gets into some sort of discussion that escalates quite quickly as a woman.
Oh, damn. He just decked that girl. He just decked that girl out of nowhere.
And she has not got a glass jaw either. She took that punch, no problem.
Some sort of discussion that escalates quite quickly as a woman in a white tank top spits in his face and then he punches her. And then a guy in a white t-shirt. By the way, all these people
on the cell phone gets zero fucks about this.
Yeah. They're all friends. They're definitely all at Disneyland together. The guy in the white shirt, he starts hitting. And then another woman who's in a beige tank top, she gets into the fracas. Now, this goes on for some time. It dies down just for a moment, and then it picks back up again as the...
I like how she's wearing... She's got Mickey Mouse ears in. Oh, egghead.
It's a magical fucking day, man. They're having a magical vacation in a fantasy world. Whoa, what is egghead. This going on in yellow and blue? Boy, is that social justice Wario back there?
That is... Egghead, do your line from the movie.
Yes.
Speedy, did you do your homework?
Oh, I hate you.
How do you not know this fucking line?
Motherfucker, it's been many years.
No, it hasn't. We made you do this recently. We had you rehearse this again.
Hi, Speedy.
Speedy, you fucking loser. Have you done your homework?
I did not do my homework, Miss Scott.
Why not, you little shit? Why are you laughing at me, you ugly little troll?
Oh, that's not you a could sweet do it, dude. Thing to say, bitch.
Put your fucking suspenders on right. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Man, he's getting scrambled.
I am getting scrambled.
It's a shame buses haven't been invented yet, because you be riding the short one, Speedy!
Yeah!
You got that right, Miss Scott.
You still haven't said the line about wanting to be a cowboy like your buddy Stormy.
Yay.
That's, yeah.
Okay, fine. The reason why I didn't do my homework because I didn't feel the need to because I was going to be a cowboy like my friend Stormy.
Your friend? Okay. That's not a lie.
Happy?
You don't
I need
get
it
the
one
part.
More time. We need a clean take. We need clean audio on
give it
that,
to someone
man.
Else.
So, why did you pick the name Speedy? Can you explain that?
I don't know. I was 12. And
why'd you admit to coming up with that, egghead? You could have just said that someone else came up with it, but because no,
he's proud of it.
Oh yeah, he is proud of it. I bet.
And he should be, right? Right, egghead.
Gives you never-ending memes.
Did you call yourself Speedy because you were the fastest runner out of anybody?
I wish.
Did you call yourself Speedy? Like I don't know. What? Why'd you call yourself Speedy?
A lot of prescription fucking pills.
I legit
pills
don't know. It was like the first thing that came to my mind.
Were you smoking glass at 12?
No, oh, you dumbass. No, I was not.
All right,
I'm not entirely convinced, man.
You're welcome.
What was the friend's name again in the line? Like my friend what? Stormy?
Stormy.
Speedy and Stormy were the two boys? Come
well,
on.
Well, Stormy is a grown man.
Stormy is a grown man? Yeah. A kid named Speedy is hanging out with a grown man named Stormy? Dude, this is going to go all wrong. You were smoking meth at 12. Come on, man. You can tell us. It's cool. It's just me and you and Blueberry Pie. Nobody else is here. Can he even hear me? I'm
sorry.
Don't
think I can hear him through the Discord.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah, I can hear him either.
I didn't realize that. I have to change the audio channel. There, now you can hear him. Now you
there
can hear
we
him.
Go.
Ahead.
I don't even remember what the hell I said now. Can we go back to talking about this guy in the yellow and blue uniform?
Yeah. I muted them for now.
Women start fighting each other. Then the men enter the fight again. And then somewhere in all of this, a woman gets up from her mobility scooter. She gets involved in the melee. And then she ends up on the ground. It doesn't stop there.
Wait,
it stops
she got
at least
up
two
from
or
the mobility
times,
scooter? Then why
that's
did she
when
need
park-goers
the mobility
actually intervene
scooter
in all of this. And then we see security come in. They break up the fight. And as we understand, that family
yellow
was
shirt
escorted
what are
out
you
of
doing?
Town and out of Disneyland.
Oh my God,
as
dude,
far as a statement from Disneyland.
Too. She's taking two clean punches right to the fucking jaw, yeah, man.
We have reached out to them. At this point, they have not responded. We'll continue to effort that in the morning. And we're not sure if there are any sort of criminal charges against the people involved in all of this. We're working with the Anaheim Police Department right now to get that information. But again, as we come back out here, Toontown, ladies and gentlemen.
Toontown.
On a Saturday. Big fight. And apparently, all of these people knew each other.
Where were the weasels to stop them? I'm going to ram them.
Check this out. This is the Coast Guard catching a submarine that they thought was smuggling drugs. I like how it's in Spanish.
Yeah. Alto del Barco!
Alto del Barco! Alto del Barco! Alto del Barco! Alto del Barco! Alto del Barco!
That's gonna be hard to get on.
Alto del Barco!
This is some crazy shit.
This is already wild as hell, man.
Yeah, they're gonna board a submarine way out in the water. They're about to board a submarine.
Dude, how easy is that? On that big loop, just haul him up.
Yep.
Whoa, look, this guy, he is pretty fucking action.
Yeah, look.
Huh? Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Did you see the amount of freedom they just brought onto that fucking submarine, man?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. Wow, dude. Like, it barely was above water enough, and the two boats just damn near collided into it, and fucking waves still crashing. And they crashed into the little porthole they opened. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. They were, like, pounding on it, like, open up! It was probably a small submarine for only, you know, either one or two, three people. There are one-man submarines out there, too.
Yeah.
So
What were they doing? What's the end of the story?
This is all they have, but it said they were suspected drug
smuggling.
Was
that baby fucking driving the submarine?
No.
Because baby can't
no.
drive submarine, man. Come on, man.
Damn it. check this out. This politician and this female reporter get into an argument on... Actually, do I have... We might have to go to the post show in like 10 minutes or so. I'm going to read these Streamlabs really quick. Guys, if you can get us to at least 50%, the Saturday crew usually comes through for us. But
boom.
We're pretty far off. We need your support to keep the lights on and keep things going here. So please help us reach the goal. Let me see what else we got here. We didn't really get much.
Want to watch cartoons?
Been a while since I could catch a live show. Take my money, peasant. Thank you. What is this? Oh, someone wanted me to play this, so I'm gonna play it.
There you go.
Let me unmute it.
But
hit me. You can't reach me with that hand. Reach me with that hand. You cannot. Hit me. You can't. Reach me with that hand. You cannot.
You cannot.
Even that guy knows it's full of shit.
So I'm going to put up a timer for, I'll go 15 minutes. And in the meantime, let's see.
We can watch cartoons if you got 15 minutes. I'm just
saying. Watch cartoons.
I'm just putting it out there, man.
I don't watch cartoons. No. All right. I guess we'll go to Q&A. Again.
Yeah, y'all got all kinds of segments, man. You tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, so once again, fire away with your questions in the fan chat.
Okay, it's the one that's on the window, at the bottom of the window, not this other one over here.
Yes.
Okay, see, I fucked it up last time.
It's all right.
Wiki Joker says, show cartoons, you fat bitch.
Show fight. Yeah, I pretended like I was going to stream the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, and I ended up getting it was something crazy. It was like 5,000 to 10,000 live viewers when I did it, and and most of it was just people coming because they thought I was streaming the fight live on YouTube.
Right. Oh, you clickbaiter! You nice work.
It got like 2.5 million views or something like that. It was crazy.
No shit. I'm going to smoke weed while we're awaiting a question.
That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it like, I don't know, you do it telepathically.
It's no, dude, like, I'll just break kayfabe on. Like, dude, I really would love to make smoking and drinking animations so that, like, I have it set up right here where I go, bam, and hit a button. And if I had, like, pre-rigged 2 seconds or 3 seconds, and, like, I know how to get it done and make it work with the live shit, but fucking shit.
Here's our awesome store, guys. Here's
hell
the store.
Guys, go do it right now. Bam. Put the link in the chat. Pow. Yeah.
Store stuff.
Get you a Fallout Ben shirt today.
And Billy shirt. Billy will be back on Tuesday.
He went to, Anaheim, right?
Yeah, VidCon. I went last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, you get to meet some cool people.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I kind of considered it this year, but, you know, whatever. I have too much to work on and not enough dough to go on vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
it's pretty close for me, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's not too bad for you guys.
Yeah.
It's fucking 9 hours to the other side of my state from where I'm at. Jesus.
Yeah, Billy took a drive down there. It was pretty far. I mean, I think it's like more than like a 18-hour drive or something.
Wow. Kidding.
Yeah.
I would go check it out sometime, though, I guess. You know, I'm not, I'm not one of those, fuck VidCon, I would never go to the blah, blah, blah. You know, why not? If I had the time and the money came up, I'd go. Whatever.
Everyone, if you're watching right now and you haven't already liked the stream, please like it. And also, link in the description, post show starting. It's free for everyone if they watch live. And also, the last post show got fucked because my computer froze up. So I'm going to upload both today's post show and the last one as one video for all the patrons and subscribe stars out there.
There it is. Everybody wins, guys. You heard it.
Yeah. Shoot.
You got the real pro status on the promos, man. You've got the practice promos down. That's nice. I've only got like one or two of those little squeals, man. You got to work on it over time. It's good work.
You
got
to be used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm really high.
None of those. What's that?
I'm really high.
I mean, that helps for sure.
Yes. I have a big bag of weed right here.
Oh, man, you could just buy it at the fucking store up there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Asterios,
I can't wait to get to that point.
Asterios kind of made me laugh when he said Washington's like Ohio. It's really, I mean, like, even Eastern Washington isn't like Ohio. Ohio's is, or, no, he said it was like Iowa. That's what he said. He said it was like Iowa.
Right. Yeah. They have corn in Iowa. You have bags of nugs with hula girls on them. I'd say that's a pretty big fucking difference.
Most of Washington is desert anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of it. So there's
Washington
not...
is desert.
Yeah, no most shit. Of yeah most of Washington is desert. Like east of the Cascades, all the way to into
sure.
Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow. I definitely have never been up there that far, man. My state's already pretty goddamn big. Like getting to any other state from where I am is a pretty serious journey on its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to live in New Mexico and you're like in Albuquerque, and Albuquerque is just right in the center of New Mexico. Right. So you have to drive like 5 to 6 hours to get to the next city in any direction, like the next big city.
Yeah. Right, right. God damn. And in the desert. So it's just ultimate flatness. I-10, you know?
Well, there's mountains and stuff, but yeah, there's, you know. Mm. Yeah, like New Mexico is very mountainous. It's in the South Rockies. So,
oh, I guess Arizona is the one that's more flat.
Yeah, yeah, like the only mountains in Arizona really are in Flagstaff. Those are like the really tall mountains in Arizona. Right. Like I've seen snow in Arizona before, but it was in Flagstaff. Yeah.
Snow in the desert, man.
Oh yeah, it I've seen snow in the desert for sure. You know
what happens when it snows in the desert? I mean, it can't stick to the ground for very long, right? Or do you get some
depends on how cold it is?
Snow slush. Yeah,
like it depends on the elevation and everything. So yeah, just so you can see, like this is a picture of.
Oh yeah,
this is Eastern Washington.
Now, see, when I think desert, this is not what's in my brain.
You think like the Sahara Desert?
My natural habitat. That is concrete. I don't know dick about living out near a mountain or a desert or anything. I'm learning so much today about this and Catholicism and dudes dressed like bumblebees. I'm very proud of myself for everything I've learned today. And I'm proud of you too, Ben. Look how much knowledge we're able to throw around on this show. How have you, the fans, not given to this man Streamlabs to make sure they reach the whatever for the whatever? Is it the thing in the top right? I don't know what to say on your show part, man.
Yeah, it's for the we do a bonus show.
A bonus show, right? Which day?
We do it every Saturday. We do it a week in advance. So we're already doing one this Saturday. This is for next Saturday. Have you ever seen the painted desert? It's really cool.
I have seen pictures. That's pretty dope, man.
I've been there. It's in Arizona.
Wow, damn, look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very colorful rock formations.
Now, is that like a result of the weather patterns during those times when the layers built up, or... something
I'm not sure what caused it.
Fauna was that colored it a certain way, I guess.
There's also petrified wood everywhere there. Like wood that looks, it's like as hard as stone. Like these big splinters of fossilized wood. That's why they call it.
Petrified Forest National Park.
Yeah.
So you can't chop it at this point.
PT Ham coming through. All right. So now we're only 5% away from 50%, guys.
Oh, there it is. That's what
do I need
about.
To do? Should I turn on 9/11 mode? That'll make for a very interesting post show.
There it is. I don't know what that means, but he's gonna fucking do it, guys. You better get those goddamn donations in now. Open up your hearts to the whale and open up your wallets to the drunken peasants. Fill this man's meter.
You're so
great. Things to do next Saturday.
Ghastly, we're keeping you around forever now, for eternity.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
I fucked myself now, man, right?
9/11 mode is I do a shot every time someone donates 9/11.
Oh, right on.
This is what the petrified wood looks like. Well, there's splinters of it too, but this is like a log. It's like crystallized in the center. It's hard as a rock and it's like crystal looking.
The unchoppable log.
Yeah. You're not even allowed to take it. It's like a felony to take it. It's like a national...
Just leave it where it lies? Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure people take it all the time, though, but I wouldn't want to get caught. Okay. Oh, yeah, and there's these, like drawings, these super, super old drawings on the rocks there.
Are they verified old? Because it looks like they could be new.
Yeah, they're very old. Mm-hmm. Tyler James, $10 Patreon. Thank you.
Oh, getting damn close. Well, shit, man. One of these times that you guys don't make it to the thing before the thing, if you got a no-show on a Saturday one of these weeks, you should come by the Fry Power Hour and try it out the other way. Because I do all kind of yelling about China and shit on that show. That is for damn sure. If you want to come yell about stuff, man, that's a pretty good time.
we have a Chinatown in Seattle. You could go there and yell about China.
I love Chinatown. Outside yeah. character, oh. I'm a big fan, man. I'm a
Chinatowns
big fan,
are but, great. Like,
yeah. In real life, I live in Houston, and I used to live on the east side in Chinatown. Oh. It's the dopest.
All right, I got to go get the bottle. I'll be right back.
Go and get it. All right, now's your chance, guys. I'm going to read regular YouTube chats because they don't do that on this show, apparently, which I'm not saying is a terrible idea. I don't know where this other chat is coming from. I do not know where he's pulling that from. I can see it on the screen, but I don't know what the fuck it is. Do you know what the fuck that... Somebody tell me what that is. That's what I'm talking about. Find out what that is. Maybe I can get something like that going on. This is a good idea. MC Hitler says, trap Gasly in a soul stone. This is not a good idea. I've been trapped in a stone for almost 40 years. I was frozen in space. Oh, okay. All right.
Join the Discord if you want to send us videos for the post show. Too. All right. I'm going to take a little drinky drink.
Do you see what you have done, guys? You could just as easily do this by going to what's probably streamlabs.com/GP or /Drunken Presence. The link's probably in the description. There we go.
Oh.
Read my name, you magnificent Gassy. Well, you didn't even spell my name right, so maybe I won't read it. Snail Messiah or Snail Measure or fucking... Snail Messiah. I don't know.
Snail Mesia.
Go. Snail Mesia. Shouldn't Mesia have one S?
Yes.
Two S's implies Mesia to me, I think.
Here you go, you dancing fool. I love yo tats. I think they're talking to me.
I think they're talking to you. Yeah, I don't have skin, so it's kind of tough.
I do have like both arms totally covered.
The Hannibal double sleeve.
Yeah, Hannibal didn't notice that until like months later. What'd you say?
Do you have your nips tattooed?
No, not my nips, no. Upper chest, though. I have like tattoos like up here. I have a G-Man soundboard. Are you familiar with G-Man? Oh, another 9/11!
Oh! I saw it on the screen. That's
you don't got no proof!
Oh shit.
Well, a male is somebody with a penis and a woman is someone with a vagina. I don't know how to be more blunt than
vagina.
Vagina.
He said vagina.
Well, you just haul off and grab the vagina. That's where you get in, baby. That's what I'm talking about. It's the story.
G-Man is a fundamentalist Christian who's black that defends slavery in the Bible.
I like him already, I guess. I don't know. It sounds interesting. I would watch this guy, especially if he says vagina. Boom. You see what you've done by going to streamlabs.com/drunkenpresence$39.11
Oh.
To get this into his goal. You're at 48.69. You're almost there, guys. You can do it. And we're only 6 minutes over on airtime. You're so close. There's still 45 seconds left to go on the clock. Get him in now.
You've got the audacity.
The audacity. Call ambulance.
All right. So if someone can chip in the last less than $2 or 9/11, whatever, And then we're going to go do the post show.
You know what? Before anybody does that, go to fucking streamlabs.com/Gulf City and do all $911 that you could possibly come up with. And then, you know, come over here, give a little two, and then I'm going to go home. That's basically what needs to happen right now. All hell blew well. Could be under his name. Fry pie. I'm trying to get some merits in here. Basically, it's all I'm talking about. I appreciate it. I'm not on that pro status you're on yet, Ben. I'm working on that's my new one I'm working on right there. Where Three. I go on somebody else's show.
Oh, damn. We got a tip. All right.
Boom.
Oh, man, we're so close. What the hell?
Let me see. Oh, it says 4906. Guys, you were right there. You're so close. And if you can't give up a dollar for the sheer quality and insanity of today's show, what you can give a dollar for is to support team capitalism, because we wouldn't want to have to look into your past and any possible communist ties you might have to the shadow government of China and their artificial moon. They have traded the ad sales data that they have gathered from the Huawei phone seized from the American government and sold it to Russia to get the parts to build a death laser and mount it on board their artificial moon. They will fly it around the world in LEO and try to seize power at every opportunity by enforcing their iron will with an army of genetically engineered werewolves. But we have a plan. We have a plan to raise mammoths. Board Marines what? On top of them, give them every automatic weapon available so that they can stalk the countryside and kill all Chinese werewolves. And I think people acknowledge that.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me about the Chinese moon? You can look it up. They're pretending that they're going to use it to try to light one of their cities. It's bullshit. We know the truth. They purchased the world's largest emerald. They have a death laser.
You are a pathological liar.
Heresy.
Liar! Liar!
You could have a whole conversation with this soundboard.
You hypocrite!
Oh, absolutely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Preaching to the Choir Ministries.
All right, so we're going to... Ghastly, I don't know if you're coming with me to the post show or not. Otherwise, I'm going soon.
Shit. I'm going to smoke a cigarette, and then I'll hang out for a minute. And then I need to bounce.
Yeah. There'll probably be like 5 minutes of downtime, 5 to 10 minutes of downtime in between. Yeah we're going to go do that. Everyone go there. You get to watch it live. We'll see you there. Link in the description. Good night.
Boom.
Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.